This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It's October. Time for the presidential race to shift to debate mode.
I know folks in the media are speculating already on who's going to have the best zingers. I don't know about that.
President Obama campaigning in Nevada ahead of his Wednesday night showdown with Mitt Romney. What can we expect? Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Well, it's now hunker down and study time for both President Obama and Mitt Romney, each trying to show us what he's truly about and say what he will do in the next 4 years. For Romney,
it's probably connecting with the middle class. It's also foreign policy.
And Indiana University Communications Professor Christina Sheeler says the president must show us
that he has indeed made improvements to the economy and to jobs, and he has to have specific examples.
President Obama doing prep in suburban Las Vegas, Romney doing his prep in Denver. Dave, that's the site of Wednesday's first debate.
Rich, a new push under Obamacare starts today. Medicare will fine hospitals that have too many patients readmitted within 30 days of discharge. Three NATO troops are dead in Afghanistan, along with 11 others, after a suicide bomber on a motorcycle hit a patrol in a busy market. We don't know yet if Americans are among the casualties, but two more U.S. troops were killed by Afghan forces over the weekend, a trend the U.S.'s top Afghanistan commander says he's angry about.
We're willing to sacrifice a lot for this campaign, but we're not willing to be murdered for it.
General John Allen telling CBS's 60 Minutes.
In Iraq, the signature weapon system that we hadn't seen before was the IED. We had to adjust to that. Here, I think the signature attack that we're beginning to see is going to be the insider attack.
A person is hospitalized in Florida the day after a shooting at a VFW post in Winter Springs that killed two others.
There's probably 30 to 50 rounds of ammunition went off.
It happened during a breakfast before a motorcycle charity ride. Police have several people in custody. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
What moves me? When I was younger, I ran everywhere. Then life took over. Suddenly it was trains, planes, and automobiles. Then I started running again, and I wasn't as limber. It was cartilage loss. I started taking Move Free Maintains and Repairs. It helps my body maintain more cartilage. And now, there's no looking back. Move Free Maintains and Repairs. Healthy joints move free.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-830-8160. That's 1-800-830-8160.
When you wonder why we're so committed to the community, remember we're the only locally owned media in BCS, and we think it matters. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
Surviving and thriving. There couldn't possibly be a better, more positive name for the 10th annual Local Breast Cancer Awareness Luncheon. Join us as we celebrate this wonderful event featuring popular television celebrity and breast cancer survivor Leslie Mouton. Your contribution will directly benefit St. Joseph Cancer Services and the local cancer society. It's a great time for a great cause. The Hilton, Monday, October 8th. Survivingandthriving.org. 731-1231.
Do you owe the IRS over $20,000 in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or are under audit? Are your receivables being levied? If you're an independent contractor or business owner, you must know your rights and options. The IRS has the power to take your receivables and shut you down. Tax Resolution Services can help. Tax Resolution Services will completely handle your case for you and deal with the IRS on your behalf and can negotiate a settlement of up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify. Call Tax Resolution Services now at 866-IRS-PROBLEMS or log on to taxresolution.com.
A&M Consolidated Tiger Football is brought to you this season by these local businesses.
First Victoria Bank, Kelly Burt Dozer, Subway, Blinn College, Max Food Mart, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Elms Orthodontics, Pride Cleaners, ABC Home and Commercial Services, American Momentum Bank, St. Joseph Regional Health Center, and the String and Horn Shop.
You're listening to the home of A&M Consolidated Tiger Football, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 58 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Blue Baker, voted best sandwich shop, bakery, cookie, and food delivery in the Brazos Valley. Enjoy taste baked from scratch at Blue Baker. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Authorities are looking for two men accused of an armed robbery in North Bryan. An undisclosed amount of money was taken from Papa John's Pizza at Texas and Highway 21 yesterday afternoon, shortly before 5. The suspect descriptions are on our website at WTAW.com. $1.5 million are going into College Station's Carter Creek Wastewater Treatment Plant. Water Services Director Dave Coleman told the City Council at its last meeting the project will go a long ways towards reducing intermittent odor problems from processing raw sewage.
This new system is going to mix the neutralizer with air. It's going to spray it into an airstream, and it's going to do a much better job of odor control. Obviously a very important thing for us to do.
Coleman says there will also be a change in how oil and grease removed from the plant will be processed and placed in dump trucks, which will also reduce odors. A housekeeper at a College Station hotel told police she took earrings valued at more than $8,000. The guest staying at Four Points told officers she discovered the jewelry missing when she returned to her room Saturday afternoon. Hotel management told officers who cleaned the room, and that led police to the home of a Bryan woman. 18-year-old Jessica Marie Reyes returned the jewelry, saying she had made a terrible mistake. Reyes, who was arrested for theft, is out of jail after posting bond. A security officer at College Station's Medical Center was caught on the hospital's video system striking and kicking his supervisor during an evaluation. Police arrested 49-year-old Jay Kennedy of College Station for aggravated assault of a security officer. Kennedy, who told investigators he snapped, left the supervisor semi-conscious with multiple facial injuries. Kennedy is out of jail after posting bond. According to the hospital's video, Kennedy delivered repeated straight left punches with a clenched fist and kicked the supervisor at least 6 times with his combat-style duty boots. This is the time of year tree trimmers begin their work along power lines. David Worley at BTU says the familiar orange trucks have been replaced by a new contractor.
This particular vendor will be working for us for the next 12 months. The feeders that they will start working on are coming out of our Atkins substation, and that substation is over on Fountain and Union Streets.
Worley says there won't be any change in how much trimming is done, which is enough to protect power lines from coming in contact with branches during windy and icy conditions. The ink is dry on the contract that drops the word interim from the title of Bryan City Manager Keene Register. Mayor Jason Bayensky says the agreement was reached at the last city council meeting.
I like the interim basis. You know, that's kind of like putting you on probation for 2 or 3 years, you know. So happy to have him officially on board now.
Register, who began city employment 12 years ago and last month began his third year as interim city manager, received a pay raise of $48,000 to $230,000. He also receives a car allowance of $700 a month. You can read the 8-page document online at WTAW.com. And for the first time, teachers in the Bryan School District are being videotaped. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says it's no different than ball games and music performances being recorded for review.
It's just something for us to use to analyze as the teachers, as the principals see fit, to are we getting better? And if we're not getting better, then we can look. And then, of course, we can take teachers that are exemplifying just fantastic lessons, videotape them, and let colleagues watch them. In terms of professional development.
Wallace says the videotaping is not a, in his words, I gotcha for teachers, nor is it an evaluation tool.
It's more of an aha moment, an epiphany type thing to our teachers, like, hey, I thought I was asking more questions in the classroom. I thought students were extending their answers more. And then when you realize that they're not, it's more of an aha moment.
Wallace says most principals are not watching the tapes, but are giving them to teachers for self-evaluation. And positive developments are coming to Coulter Airfield. Bryan's Economic Development Director Kevin Russell says City Council just approved a resolution securing funding so that Bryan can partner with TxDOT's Aviation Division in order to install new runway lights. Russell says lightning blew out the regulator and transformers of the old light system earlier this year, and because of the age of the system, replacement parts were no longer being manufactured. WTAW News Time is 6:10. It's 58 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Blue Baker. We'll have more news at 6:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day online at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
No matter what your team needs, Monogram Zamora can help take the burden off your shoulders and get your team dressed for the next game. Monogram Zamora can personalize your team's uniform and even provide you with pants, caps, socks, belts, and more. Their wide selection of apparel ensures you'll find all game day gear from head to toe. Monogram Zamora, near the corner of Welsh and Southwest Parkway, just down from A&M Consolidated. Call 693-7773. That's 693-7773. Or click on monograms-more.com.
In my family, I doctor hurt knees, plus nurse every paycheck. I cut out coupons, plus trans fats. Rite Aid understands. My Wellness Plus card gives me everyday savings, plus a point for every dollar I spend, 25 points for every prescription. Once I earn 1,000 points, I get 20% off the whole store for a year. That's like buying four and getting our fifth shampoo free.
Rite Aid's Wellness Plus card. No other pharmacy gives your wellness more plus. Certain limitations apply. See your local Rite Aid store for details.
All right, here we go. It's 6:12, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses or samples. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Low pressure over Mississippi will pull cooler, drier weather into the region for today. We'll see lots of sun developing, highs 80 to 85. It'll be clear tonight, lows near 60. Sunny, pleasant tomorrow, highs near 80 degrees. High pressure is still in control of the weather tomorrow night. Clear skies, it'll be around 60. We should be mostly sunny during the day on Wednesday, 80 to 85. By Thursday, it's partly sunny, warmer, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Five SEC honors for the Aggs after the Razorback blowout on Saturday. Rangers had two to get into the playoffs this Sunday. Ryder Cup team cratered, and Texas high school football all coming up here in about 45 minutes.
Yeah, it's nice to have a game you could giggle at that didn't include a team whose name has a direction in it.
You're absolutely right.
Well, you know, that's so we've talked about that for years. Anytime you play a team that has two directions in it, you can anticipate that it's probably not going to be. The only exception to that rule I can think of right off the top of my head is Northwestern.
Yeah.
There have been times when they've been good. Of course, they're awfully smart, so it's difficult for them to be good in athletics.
True. Aww. That's why but MIT doesn't have a football team.
Well, no, they do have a football team. It's just not very good. They used to. They may not now.
I don't think they do. I'll check.
Yeah. Let's, again, that MIT football schedule.
The running brains.
Yeah. Like, would you want to be the homecoming queen for the MIT football game?
Why not?
And how big is the stadium at MIT after all? So, anyhow.
I don't know, but they could probably calculate the volume.
Yes, they'd be able
to. Oh, my gosh.
So, a man told police that he and his ex-wife were trying to get back together, but things kind of went sideways again when the woman allegedly asked if she could go ahead and continue a relationship with another man.
I would see where that would throw you off a little.
Might be a little bit when the man failed to say, sure, honey, no problem. What a splendid idea.
Because that could happen.
Sure. She allegedly got upset, threw him out of the car. Then she got out and started hitting him with her cane.
Oh, my God. Wait, how old were they?
Well, I don't know. See, we're not getting enough information here this morning.
That's a great way to start the show,
wish
Scott.
Wish we could, but again, you never know. And, of course, then we have a story from our favorite state. That's Florida.
Woohoo!
Man stopped by a house about 2:30 on Saturday morning. And once again, nothing good ever happens between 2 and 4 in the morning.
No, sir.
Just good dreams happen.
Well, but if you're out in public, let's put it that way.
Okay.
If it's something that makes the news,
probably not. So anyway, 2:30 Saturday, intending to buy marijuana, but found himself surrounded by at least 7 young men intent on not only taking his money, that'd be $42 in cash, and I don't know how much marijuana you can buy for $42. Yeah, I guess so. His driver license and other papers, it says here. And they removed his pants before letting him leave. So
what?
He's got that going for him.
Awesome!
Yeah. So when the officer said, "How are we doing tonight, sir?" He kind of, well, there's a laundry list involved here.
I'm a little chilly.
Yeah.
Info.
Nation.
That's why, you know, once again, Craigslist can do you wrong, I suppose, if you're not paying attention. 2:30 in the morning on a Saturday. Why
not? Maybe you can find some pants there.
Sure.
I know there's a pants joke. I just can't think of it.
It's
I'm
okay.
Sitting here thinking.
All right, don't worry. It'll come to you later.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998. Or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
616, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It is beautiful outside. I mean, we got a bright full moon out
there.
Sure. What is it, 58? Is that what you said?
Yes.
You know?
Friday, 58, happy 59? October.
Yeah, and most people got some rain over the weekend. And I don't know that too many people got more than they needed. And so it just is nice. Then just the fact that we have cool weather and north winds makes us realize, yes, it can actually be bearable out there. So we start. We start Monday in October with this being Squirrel Awareness Month. Okay.
Hey, look, a squirrel!
It's something like that. Dogs, you know, quite often are aware of squirrels almost all the time. They don't wait till October 1st. What makes me uncomfortable is the two things that are sharing Monday and Squirrel Awareness Month. It would be National Sausage Month.
I don't think I've ever had squirrel sausage. Yeah.
And National Chili Month.
Ooh, I made chili last night.
Did it include squirrels?
No, it did not.
Okay, now did you make chili or did you open a can of chili?
Scott, made it.
Really?
With my own secret spices.
Oh, okay. And so, and what kind of meat did we use?
It's meatless chili.
Oh, okay.
You say that like it's not chili if
it
has no meat.
Oh, no, that's fine. I'm sure that's okay.
Black beans.
Oh, black beans are good. Yeah.
Bits of tomato, some onions in there that have been kind of caramelized.
Uh-huh.
It's a slightly sweeter, it's a sweet and spicy chili, and you put a blob of sour cream in the center of your bowl and eat it with some blue corn chips.
Uh-huh.
And
so there you go. She'll be doing her cooking show later on today. Recipes with Kat. Now, did you say a blob or a glob?
I think I said blob.
Okay.
Blob sounds tastier than glob.
Sure, oh yeah, because glob could be almost anything. Well, all right, here we go. We got birthdays.
Birthdays! And one of my favorites, just because I like the name, Zach Galifianakis.
Oh, he's a funny guy.
43 today.
He is a very, Between the Ferns. Have you seen this? It's on the internet.
No, I haven't seen that.
Yes, I have, too.
I have.
Generally breaks out fighting with his, it ends with him fighting with his guest.
Yes.
And it's not bad.
Sounds better than Where the Red Fern Grows already.
Yeah, no, he's quite funny. And then Hangover, of course. One,
two, three, and now I think they're working on four or something.
I don't know. Two is a little dark. I never went to three after that. All right.
Kelly Willis is 44.
Oh, uh-huh.
Dixie Chicks, Emily Robbins, sister-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
Cindy Margolis used to be like one of the most downloaded people in the world. Is 47.
Okay.
St. Louis Cardinal Mark McGwire and Home Run King, 49 today.
Shoot him up, buddy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Easy.
Didn't mean that.
Randy Quaid is 62.
He's crazy.
Yeah.
He's insane.
Certifiable nut job.
He's from Houston, but I don't think they want to claim him.
Oh.
Stephen Collins, 65. He played on Seventh Heaven.
Oh, yeah.
Rod Carew.
Oh.
67. Baseball Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm.
And Julie Andrews is 77 today.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Sound of Music chick.
Yep.
And so much more.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, My Fair Lady, all that kind of
stuff. She was not in My Fair Lady.
Oh, yes, she was.
No, she wasn't.
She wasn't in the movie.
Oh, okay, not the movie.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
She was in Pygmalion.
Yeah, that's right. Jimmy Cotta. Jimmy, sitting on the porch today at 88 years old.
Wow.
Stella Stevens, remember her?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's 76.
She was
today.
One of those Love Boat people for a while, I think.
Yeah, I think that's it. And, it probably ought to be enough, I think. Now, people who passed away over the weekend, Chris Economaki. Remember him?
Really?
This guy was the voice, I mean, for old people like us. He was the voice of racing.
He was Mr. Race Car. Yeah. Him and Jackie Stewart.
Yeah, absolutely. Did coverage on the Indianapolis 500, Daytona 500, all that kind of stuff. He was 90 years old.
No kidding.
He wrote for the National Speed Sport News, which he founded as a teenager.
Wow.
And operated it for over 60 years.
Talk about passion.
That's pretty amazing stuff right there, I would say. All right, 620. See how that worked when I just did it? I said 620.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Now, it looks like Team Obama's Benghazi Gate scandal has taken its toll on the president's poll numbers. Latest Bloomberg survey, despite Team Obama's spiking the football and Bin Laden takedown, the majority of Americans now think that it's Mitt Romney who's going to do a better job on terrorism. Foreign policy results, new Bloomberg national poll, haven't gotten much attention. The survey contains bad news for the Obama campaign. Romney, 48-42 advantage over Obama on the question of which candidate would be tougher on terrorism. Romney, in other words, has now neutralized what had been in previous polls Obama's signature advantage. What makes the results so surprising is that the president's consistently trounced Romney on the issue of counterterrorism.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, honey, did you see our utility bill this month?
I sure did. It's ridiculous. I wish there was a way to cut it down.
Actually, there is. My friend at work just installed a ductless mini-split system from Fujitsu. He was tired of cooling and heating the ducts in his walls and attic. Fujitsu systems are ductless, so they cool in summer and heat in winter.
Really? With the kids away at school, will we still have to heat and cool their rooms?
Fujitsu systems allow us to set each room to a different temperature, so we're not paying to comfort rooms we're not using. Fujitsu's new Halcyon Hybrid Flex inverters can comfort up to 8 zones for personalized constant comfort.
Wow, that sounds efficient. I'm so tired of wasting money heating and cooling the entire house.
Fujitsu mini splits are quiet and so energy efficient, they could cut our monthly utility bill by 30%. Plus, many utility companies offer rebates of $300 or more. It's the perfect solution.
Sounds great.
Fujitsu General means comfort and savings all year round. Find out how much money you can save by going to ConstantComfort.com and clicking on the energy calculator. That's ConstantComfort.com.
Since 1972, the Sevcek family has owned and operated Sevcek Service Center. Whether you need a flat tire fixed or an engine replaced, Sevcek has experienced, knowledgeable mechanics on staff to get the job done. Sevcek is open 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. In most cases, you can drop your car or truck off in the morning, pick it up in the afternoon. And Sevcek has a full-service gas island where you can get the fluid levels and tire pressure checked while filling up. Sevcek Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just out from the post office in College Station.
Concerns over trade. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. An emerging threat to the domestic economy comes from overseas. The Wall Street Journal says global trade is stalling, making it less likely American companies will be able to count on exports to boost their business. Caterpillar and FedEx have already lowered their global outlooks, and more corporations may have similar warnings when they issue their quarterly earnings reports in the coming weeks. But the nation's high-tech companies are bullish on overseas demand for cell phones, tablets, and other consumer electronics. A survey conducted on behalf of United Parcel Service finds most technology firms expect to export more products over the next 2 years, thanks to the growing middle class in developing nations, free trade deals, and increased labor costs in foreign countries. Stock market futures are higher this morning. AutoZone will be a stock to listen for today. The auto parts retailer is increasing the size of its stock buyback program. Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Thank you.
So does the rest of the economy. CSX trains are the most cost-efficient way to move goods to market. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
As a small business owner, you've probably heard how Constant Contact helps small businesses grow with email marketing. And you may be asking, could it really work for me? Well, consider this. Every dollar small business owners spend on email marketing puts $40 back in their pockets. So it's no surprise that 2 out of 3 of them plan to invest more in email this year. Now you may be asking, how can I get a piece of that action? Simple. Just visit ConstantContact.com to start your free email marketing trial today.
Here's David Schulte talking about why they are experts in roofing.
I would consider our roofing specialists experts in the field. And the way that you become an expert is through two things. Number one is through education. We are continually doing monthly continuing education with industry standards, techniques, installation procedures, product updates. And two is through experience. I think experience gets you peace of mind knowing that the roof is done properly the first time. And experience gets you if it's not and there is a problem, and then we have the experience to go back and troubleshoot it and find out what the problem is.
We're definitely better than the other guys.
I think what makes us different is the fact that there's integrity in what we do. The fact that if somebody knows that if they were to have a problem, we're going to be there to honor it.
Hey, good morning. It's 626, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at moorefeed.com. 82 for a high today, and those winds will stay out of the northwest today, and that'll make it pleasant. Actually, probably have north winds today and tomorrow. So it does make it a little more pleasant if you're going to be outside and doing some work out there. 59 for our low temperature tonight. About the same numbers for tomorrow. Not quite as cool, shall we say, on Wednesday. 87 is the high, and the winds start coming out of the east. And we'll continue to be right around there, and then lows around 67 in the evening. So pleasant pretty much all week long. And no mention of rain, however, in the forecast. Right now the winds are from the northwest at 7. 87% relative humidity, and we have 59 degrees.
It turns out that people are more likely to like healthy food if they don't know it's healthy. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
You want to put your nest egg somewhere where it can grow. Gold has given investors a 300% return over the last 10 years. You want an investment that's safe. Gold American Eagles are guaranteed by the U.S. government for weight and purity. You want to work with someone you can trust. Blanchard & Company was founded over 35 years ago. They have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. You want an investment that's liquid in case you need your money fast. Well, Blanchard guarantees to buy back any gold you invest in with them at the current market rates anytime you want to sell. And you want someone you can talk to ask questions and find out what's right for you. Blanchard has set up a special toll-free line to give you a free one-on-one consultation and information with a gold expert. Just call 800-719-2090. That's 800-719-2090. For free gold information, call now at 800-719-2090. That's 800-719-2090.
When you think about healthy eating, for many people, it conjures up a pretty negative image.
And I think it does grow out of, you know, that kind of health food movement, the tofu and crunchy granola movement of the 70s and 80s, that we think that that's what healthy food is. That's not what healthy food is.
Timothy Harlan, MD, and author of the book Just Tell Me What to Eat, says most people today have a pretty good idea what healthy eating looks like. And what's fascinating is people actually like healthy food as long as they don't think of it as healthy food.
There have been so many studies that say, if I put a healthy beef stroganoff in front of you, quote healthy, which generally really just means, you know, reduced calorie, maybe a little less fat, and I put a traditional beef stroganoff in front of you, about 80 to 85% of the time in blind taste testing is you will choose and say you like the healthier version better. Most people actually don't like super rich, super salty food.
Healthy eating simply has a bad image.
Ruby Tuesdays did a great trial with this. They failed miserably. They thought there was a demand. They put all these healthy recipes on the menu, and nobody bought them. Even though in the lab, the folks said they tasted better than the traditional versions. My argument is, just quit saying it's healthy.
You can link to Dr. Harlan's website from ours, somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
The Pool Guy's brand new pool store is now open. Located in the Tower Point Shopping Center next to HEB, the pool store is your one-stop shop for a full line of pool chemicals, supplies, equipment, and pool toys. The pool store beats any competitors in town, pricing, service, selection, and quality. With the pool store's price match guarantee, you'll get the lowest price on the highest quality products every time. Open 9 to 7 Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 on Sunday. The Pool Store by the Pool Guy.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 58 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, Vizi, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph difference. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Each year, private contractors are hired to trim trees along power lines. David Worley at BTU says a new vendor has been hired to start work this week.
Obviously, we have to cut the foliage back so that we have a couple years before the foliage grows back into any area that can cause us a problem.
Worley says the trucks, which will be identified, will start trimming lines coming out of BTU's Adkins substation at Fountain and Union Streets. By the end of next year, those living around College Station's Carter Creek Wastewater Treatment Plant will deal with less odor. The City Council at its last meeting approved $1.5 million of improvements. Water Services Director Dave Coleman says that includes changing the process of removing oil and grease from raw sewage.
And in that process, it's going to dry it a lot better, so that when the stuff is going down into the dump truck, it's going to be a lot drier. We won't have that watery mixture that causes a lot of odor. So this is going to really help in the odor control.
Coleman says the price tag was cut in half from the original estimate to address only essential issues. Two men are accused of an armed robbery Sunday afternoon at a Papa John's Pizza in North Bryan. On our website at WTAW.com, you can read suspect description. The suspects ran from the Texas Avenue location towards Highway 21 with an undisclosed amount of money. And jewelry valued at more than $8,000 was taken from a College Station hotel room on Saturday. It's been found. Police arrested 18-year-old Jessica Marie Reyes of Bryan after she returned earrings she said she took while cleaning the room at Four Points on Texas Avenue. Reyes is out of jail after posting bond following her arrest on a theft charge. The hotel guest reported the theft after returning to her room Saturday afternoon. The new year in the Bryan School District includes a new technique for reviewing classroom instruction. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says teachers are being videotaped.
This is not an I gotcha. Most of the principals, what they're reporting to me is they're not even watching the tapes or the instruction with the teachers. It is, we're giving you the tape or the film, and you watch it yourself, and then you critique it yourself and come back to us, is what I would say the majority of our principals are doing at this time.
Wallace says this is not an evaluation tool.
This is not to get anybody or say, look, you hear how you're not doing it. It's more of a eye-opener. It's more of a, hey, look, I can do this better. That's the way we're approaching it in Bryan.
Wallace compares it to videotaping ball games and music performances for review. Entering his third year in the city of Bryan City Manager's office, Keene Register no longer has the word interim in his title. The city council at its last meeting gave Register the position on a permanent basis. Mayor Jason Bianski noted Register being injured in a motocross crash last April.
We actually talked about it. I think Councilmember Art Hughes brought it up several times, that his insurance covers those type accidents, and we keep him off those dirt bikes.
Online at WTAW.com, you can read the 8-page contract. Register will be paid $230,000, a pay raise of more than $100,000 when he left his position at the city's electric utility in September of 2010. A supervisor for the security company hired by College Station Medical Center received multiple facial injuries after being kicked and struck multiple times. The victim told police the injuries followed giving a negative evaluation, where he advised the employee to go cool off after becoming agitated. The supervisor said the next thing he knew, he was regaining consciousness on the ground and was bleeding from his mouth and nose. Investigators say 49-year-old Jerry Kennedy of College Station turned himself in and was taken to jail for aggravated assault of a security officer. Kennedy is out of jail after posting bond. And the city of Bryan is reviewing its ground leases at Coulter Field in order to possibly attract private development. Economic Development Director Kevin Russell says they want to encourage aircraft owners who are looking for a place to house their craft in private hangars. As to further expansion,
I think it may be possible, but I do think there's some limitations there. There's subdivisions out there and things like that, and all the aviation easements and things like that. And I'm not sure how much the community would support that. So all that's got to be looked into.
You bet.
But there's a lot of opportunity out there as the airport sits today.
He adds that through the partnership with TxDOT, the city plans to install new runway lights worth $633,000. The city will only have to pay 10% of that price. WTW News Time is 6:35. It's 58 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news at 7:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If you're one of the many whose health plan now gives you the freedom to choose the physician and hospital of your choice, consider moving up to St. Joseph with their award-winning service and incredible team of bright family medicine physicians. From St. Joseph's 24-hour access commitment to their well-known culture of excellence, learn how you'll benefit by making the switch. To experience the difference St. Joseph can make in your health, go to switchtosj.org or call our physician finder line at 774-2121.
Green Teams congratulates ANCO Insurance on their move to a new building at the intersection of Briarcrest and Villa Maria. Like many other businesses, ANCO uses Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Kathy Martine with Green Teams, 823-7551.
The Brazos Valley Symphony kicks off its 31st season of Crossing Musical Borders with a concert of European romance on Sunday, October 7th at Rudder Theater. Maestro Busicki directs as internationally acclaimed pianist Ynon Barnaton performs Cezanne's Piano Concerto No. 2. Also, don't miss Beethoven's Ninth Symphony in November with Grammy Award winner Sasha Cooke. Tickets are on sale now. For more information, visit bvso.org or call 979-696-6100.
If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars, and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens, if your car is European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics, at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattler's.
Hey, good morning. 6:37, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Large area of high pressure will slide our way. It's going to result in sunshine today. Temperatures, they'll be anywhere from 80 to 85 through the afternoon. It'll be clear tonight, lows near 60. Sun is back with us during the day tomorrow. Highs will be right around 80. Tomorrow night, clear skies, a low of 60 degrees. During the day Wednesday, we'll see sunshine. Highs will be 80 to 85. Partly sunny and warmer is the forecast for Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Coach Sumlin going to need a wheelbarrow for all the SEC honors we got this week. Let me see. Major League Baseball playoffs are getting closer. Ryder Cup action, not so good. Texas high school football, and I was remiss. MIT has a football team, and they're 2-2. Two and two.
Wow.
The Fighting Engineers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But the mascot is a beaver.
Okay.
Well, beavers build stuff.
Wonder how big the MIT football stadium is. Why don't you Google that and see?
I got you covered.
Interesting because if you do that and... for instance, Yale has a really big football stadium. I mean, it's called the Yale Bowl. It's big. A lot of people could sit there if they wanted to. They don't. There's just other stuff they can be doing that day.
That's too funny.
Yeah. So anyway, see if you can find the...
I'm pulling up program highlights and quick facts.
Oh, yeah. There you go for MIT. Yeah. See how that works out for you. They have a really interesting thing at their train station, though. The metro that goes through there is on the wall. There's a button that you push, and it will... start this bar moving that will ring chimes inside the metro station.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, which was, kind of, I guess, designed by those dudes there at MIT, so good for them. All right, so Chris Christie, he's a big fat guy who's the governor of New Jersey. Did we find out what the
No, they're in the Boyd division. That's as far as I've gotten so far.
I don't know what that means.
That's like we're in the Southeast Conference. They're in the Boyd division.
Oh, sure. Okay. So anyway, Chris Christie... making the round. He and David Pluff from
the... Is that
the,
somebody's real name?
Yeah, it really is. It's Plouffe.
Okay.
David Pluffy. anyway, they were... Both of them were like on three shows yesterday. I wonder if they shared a limo, maybe went from one show to the next. But each of them talking about their guy's strategy because we got the big debates coming up. And I know you want to know what the schedule is, right? So that's why I printed it up.
Absolutely.
It kept me awake last night.
Sure did. Domestic policy. It's coming up on October the 3rd, which is this Wednesday. So if you didn't have something to watch on television, they'll be at the University of Denver. Start at 8 o'clock and go until 9:30. You don't have to watch the whole thing. tells us who the participants are. Yeah, I think we knew that. The moderator will be Jim Lehrer, if you know him from the...
formerly McNeil Lehrer Report.
That's right. Now it's just... I'm just Jim on PBS. The debate will focus on domestic policy and be divided into six time segments of approximately 15 minutes each on topics to be selected by the moderator and announced several weeks before the debate. Well, we're at several weeks before the debate. I guess he's already announced it. We just didn't. They didn't let us know. And then the next one will be the vice presidential. See, now the vice presidential one could be fun. Joe Biden, come up there. Have a koozie with some sort of a drink in it and maybe just do what he does,
Oh, yeah.
And that'll be in Danville, Kentucky at Center College. A&M played Center College in a football game once. I guess they used to be good. I'm not sure. October 16th is the next debate. It'll be a town hall format, I guess, where they'll stand out there and with their microphones. And then Candy Crowley will be the moderator there. And the last one will be October the 22nd. In Boca Raton, Florida, for all the old people to be out there. Oh, it's perfect. It'll be Bob Schieffer who'll be.
Oh, wonderful.
Skeletor will be the moderator for that one. So let's see what else. Boy, who'd have thought? You talk about rising from the ashes like a phoenix. Remember Todd Akin, this guy who was running for the GOP U.S. Senate spot? And he talked about legitimate rape. This was, a month ago maybe? Well, apparently the polls are changing. His numbers are rising again.
Really?
Which once again shows, I don't know, either the public doesn't care or they're not paying attention or they never heard of the first time that he said it. Hmm. After Tuesday's deadline passed for Akin to get out of the race officially, now the Republican National Senatorial Committee looking that they may be spending some money in Missouri. At first they were going to yank that funding out of there, but now we'll see. And then, to get back to the debates for a minute, because they spent the weekend, I guess, getting ready for the debates, which means memorizing their lines. And you remember some of the great lines from the debates, like when Ronald Reagan looked at, who was it, Mondale.
Well, there you go again.
That's right. He said, with Mondale, he said, I will not make age a question in this race. I will not discuss the lack of age and experience that my opponent has. And Mondale said afterwards, when he said that and chuckled, I knew I was done. That was it, because everybody was thinking that Reagan was a doddering old man, and instead, he really knew how to play to the camera.
Oh, he flipped it on him.
Yeah, exactly, which is exactly what Obama knows how to do. I mean, he knows how to play to the camera. And again, it reminds you of, we talked about this a couple of months ago. You're in the office, okay? You're just somebody who works in the office. And you got two people who are running. One is your boss, that's Mitt Romney, and one is your buddy, who's two cubicles down. that's Barack Obama. I mean, if you want to look at it, I mean, Mitt Romney is an executive. I mean, he understands business. He knows how to get things done. He's just not quite as likable. He's not a jerk. It's just he's not as likable. And there's Obama. Obama can make a mistake, and then he can laugh about it. And so as a result, that kind of takes the air out of the balloon as if Republicans want to go after him because he pokes fun at himself. Well, see, there are a lot of people who like that. Now, the people who vote for him are hoping, boy, sure, I hope he doesn't screw this up again. Well, you know, it's a little more serious than that. Because if he continues to screw it up, excuse me, there are people who may not think he screwed it up, but I don't know. There are a lot of people out of work, and the economy's not doing so well, and I think we found out that they can't even protect our ambassadors around the world. So I'd say there's some problems that might need to be addressed. But people look at that, they go, well, maybe he'll get it right. You know, maybe if we give him 4 more years, he can get it right. So that's kind of where we are. War of Words continuing now over UN United Nations Ambassador Susan Rice. If you remember, she was the lady who was on all the Sunday shows a couple of weeks ago telling us this was not a terrorist attack.
Yeah, they're calling for her head on a stick
now.
Yeah,
I mean, and this lady was going to be probably Hillary Clinton's replacement for Secretary of State, and rightfully so. I mean, rightfully so that they should kind of throw her under the bus.
Sure.
You know, because at what point does the administration tell you to do something and in your mind, your moral compass, your true north tells you, no, I'm not going to do that.
Mm.
You know, White House says, go out there and say it was the film that caused the problem. Go out there and tell them it was that it was not a terrorist attack. Well, obviously, here we are a couple of weeks later, and all the evidence, of course, says that it was a coordinated attack in Benghazi. But she went out there and, you know, carried the colors for the team. And so should she be rewarded or should she, you know, as you say, get her head on the stick? And Iran has an official news agency called Fars, F-A-R-S.
They ran Fars?
Fars. Yeah, Fars. That's, yeah, that would
work.
Well,
they speak Farsi.
Yeah, so that's how they came up with Fars. Yep. Ran a surprising story in its website on Friday about a Gallup poll in which 77% of rural white Americans said they'd rather go to a baseball game or have a drink with Mahmoud Ahmadinejad than President Obama.
Oh, good.
Additionally, the same poll revealed that 60% of said rural whites said they at least respected what Ahmadinejad doesn't hide is the fact that he is a Muslim.
Sorry, I would say just don't try to buy Ahmadinejad a hot dog when you're at that baseball.
That's true.
Game.
He might not like that. The only problem was the poll was not real. It was part of a story that had been published at the Onion website.
I was going to say, on the Onion. Yeah. It's got to be on
and,
the Onion.
And Fars was not smart enough to know that that was a jokeable type website thing, but, you know, they ran it as the truth. Supreme Court begins today, always the first Monday in October. Lots of stuff they're going to be talking about. One of the cases which will be argued on the 10th of October involves the University of Texas at Austin. It's called Fisher versus the University of Texas. It'll be argued before the court. The court will weigh Texas' limited use of race to help fill out its incoming classes. The outcome could result in a major cutback in the use of racial preferences at the nation's colleges. Now, that could be kind of hot.
Wasn't that a big deal, like, at the law school at Texas a while
it
back?
It was, and it also was at Michigan. When I was in Michigan and then also at Texas, too. It's just what Texas ends up being the court case on this. But,
okay.
I mean, it, again, brings that question up as to what are supposed to be the defining lines as to who gets accepted, because you obviously have a finite number of positions that you can fill each semester, and what are the guidelines that you should use for that. So it looks like they're going to do that. They're also going to look at accountability for human rights abuse, drug-sniffing dogs, 2 disputes involving drug-sniffing dogs, gay marriage, voters' rights acts. All of those things look like they'll probably be coming up this session, and again, begins today, the first Monday in October.
It's a jungle out there. Finding the right dentist shouldn't be. Get out of the jungle and discover Safari Dental. Safari Dental offers services for all ages. And right now, Safari Dental is offering free teeth bleaching for life. That's a $299 value. Every time you come in for an exam and x-ray, you get a free professional bleaching kit. So stop hunting for the right dentist. Discover Safari Dental. Go to mysafaridental.com. Call
call 979-217-2185. That's 217-2185.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, October 6th, it's Raising Show Pigs. Selection and nutrition is very important in the show pig arena, and we'll teach you all about them this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Need a little drama in a drab and dark garden? Well, Gardener Reach for Mahonias. Oh, better put your gloves on first. These superstars of the shade mostly have prickly leaves, and they're not timid about proving it. Nonetheless, Mahonias are some of our finest and most curious plants. Mahonias are made for the shade. I'll be back with details right after this message. Bayer Advanced Natria products are the alternative solution effectively to protect your home, lawn, and garden using naturally derived, non-synthetic active ingredients. These products were formulated by Bayer Advanced Scientists and packaged for easy application, providing the protection and the results you want. Included in the Natria product line are multi-insect control that kills insects at any stage of their development, grass and weed killer for patio, driveway, sidewalks, and flower beds, disease control to prevent black spot, rust, and powdery mildew, and home insect control for ants, roaches, spiders, and other insects. Natria from Bayer Advanced, insect, weed, and disease control that fits your life. Ask for Bayer Advanced products at your local garden center. That's Bayer Advanced, B-A-Y-E-R. Bayer Advanced, better science, better products. BayerAdvanced.com. Ask for Bayer Advanced Natria products where you do your garden shopping. We're talking about Mahonias being made for the shade, and by and large, that's true. There will be an exception I'll pull out on you later in the program. Leatherleaf Mahonia, Mahonia belii, is in my eye the best of the bunch. Native to China and introduced to the United States just before 1850, leatherleaf Mahonia grows to 4 to 6 feet tall. Its leaves are 12 to 16 inches long. They're blue-gray to light olive green, and each one of their lobes is tipped with a very sharp spine. So the leaves on their own make a stunning landscaping statement. However, this plant dominates its corner of the landscape even more with its unusual growth habit. It branches sparingly, so the main stalks remain completely visible, resembling some type of stiff plume of leaves stuck into the earth. It's related to Nandinas, and that might account for some of that. Leatherleaf Mahonias flower in late winter and into early spring. The blooms are intense greenish-yellow, and they're borne at the ends of the branches. As soon as the petals fall, grape-like clusters of fruit are produced. By the end of the spring and into the summer, those fruit have turned to a metallic blue-gray color. They make a beautiful display against the panels of foliage. The plant just keeps getting better and better as the season progresses. Birds love the fruit, and eventually they'll strip the plants clean. Then you'll have little Mahonias here and there, and that's a good thing. They're not invasive, they're just wonderful. So where do you use a shrub like this most effectively? Well, it's great clustered around the trunks of large shade trees. It's a nice counterpoint to the dark green foliage of hollies. And it's especially striking when you plant it in front of a shady brick or stone wall, especially if that wall is a dark color. As referenced, the one constant that must always be there for it is shade from mid-morning on. It can handle sun till about 8 or 9 in the morning. Oregon grape Mahonia is the other common member of this little clan. Unlike leatherleaf Mahonias, Oregon grape has dark green, glossy foliage. It, too, is a bit prickly, but nothing like the big sister. Oregon grape Mahonia, as you might surmise from its name, is native to the mountains of the Pacific Northwest. In Texas landscapes, it gets 4, maybe 5 feet tall and wide. It needs more moisture, though, in my experience. That's Mahonia aquifolium. Creeping Mahonia, Mahonia repens, is an interesting little plant, and the Mahonia that everybody in Texas knows just about is Mahonia trifoliata. It grows in the sun, and it's agarita. I'm Neil Sperry. Facts before you garden. That'll be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. Fighting Texas Aggie football team, 58-10 crushing of Arkansas as the honors rolling in for the Aggie staff and players. Coach Sumlin named SEC Coach of the Week by SouthernPigskin.com. Aggies produced a whopping 716 total yards, which is the third highest output in school history and set a record at 498 with passing yards. Senior safety Stephen Terrell named Defensive Player of the Week by College Sports Madness and National Defensive Back of the Week by College Football Performance Awards. After intercepting two passes, forcing a fumble, and making six tackles, the two pickoffs that he did get turned into 10 Aggie points. Redshirt freshman quarterback Johnny Manziel, Johnny Touchdown, took the SEC Offensive Player and Freshman of the Week honors at SouthernPigskin.com. Honorable mention National Quarterback of the Week in the CFPA, shattering school records all over the place against Arkansas. Broke the SEC record for total offense, finished with 543 yards passing, three touchdowns, went 29 of 38, and had 104 yards rushing, his total 557 for the one game. Moving now to the high school boys, Lufkin Panthers ended a four overtime game on the first play of the team's possession.
So here's your ball game right here. Lufkin comes back on now with quadruple overtime to try to drive this football down to score. If they score it on a touchdown, they win it. Double field, out of the gun, pressure coming, handed off, a big opener, and this ball game is over. One play right up the middle, and the Tigers have lost this one by a final score of 71-68.
In a crushing loss. Next up for the Tigers, the 3-2, they travel to the Woodlands. The Brine Vikings played opportunistic football Friday night, turning two Oak Ridge turnovers into 14 points on the way to their first 14-5A win, 20-7.
The handoff goes to Johnson, left side, breaks the tackle at the 15-yard line and is into the end zone for the touchdown, a 16-yard touchdown run by Bobby Johnson.
The 2-3 Vikings head to Conroe to take on the Tigers this coming Friday. For a brief time Friday night at Merrill Green Stadium, it appeared that every time the 2-3 Rangers touched the football, they were going to score.
And it's a short kick. It's going to be fielded around the 20-yard line by Anthony Veal, and he's off to the races. He's down to the 30, 35. He's breaking through the line, 40. He's breaking tackle still, 45, 50. He's still up, 40, 35, 25. Nobody else is going to get him. Touchdown, Anthony Veal, on an 80-yard return.
The Rangers scored on the first five consecutive offensive possessions, added a defensive and special teams touchdown, 63-35 victory romp over Caney Creek. This Friday, they go to Magnolia West. Number one team in the state and 5-0, Navasota Rattlers continue to roll over whatever gets in their way. This time it was the Fairfield Eagles.
Waiting for him to take the snap, takes it now, looking to throw, good protection, all has all day. He throws deep, he's looking for Collins, he's got him in the end zone, touchdown, Rattlers! Austin Collins from Kadarius Baker, and the Rattlers add to their lead.
Rattlers scored 34 unanswered points to roll 41-7 over non-district Eagle at Eagle Stadium. The Rattlers are at home this weekend to take on McCallum, and if you want to find out more about high school football, you can do so at BrassesFootball.com. Moving now to the NFL, three teams remain unbeaten, Atlanta, Arizona, and Houston. And Houston decided they were going to stay that way.
Hasselbeck, quick throw, left side, picked off Kareem across the 50, the 40 right sideline, has room, the 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown, Kareem Jackson.
And the Texans toppled the Titans 38-14. This evening, Monday Night Football has the Cowboys playing Chicago. NFC contest between a pair of 2-1 records. Chicago tops the league with 14 sacks. Cowboys are best holding teams to just 250 yards per game. In Major League Baseball, Jordan Lyles pitched his first Major League shutout yesterday, and the Stros blanked Milwaukee 7-0. Texas Rangers set for the playoffs. They split a doubleheader with the Angels, and catcher Mike Napoli went yard twice.
A high drive, deep left field. This ball going and going and gone. Way gone for Mike Napoli. His second home run of the ball game. The Rangers lead for the first time 6-4.
He also drove in six runs. The Rangers ended up winning the night game 8-7. The split assures the Rangers a spot in the playoffs. Now after Saturday, U.S. Ryder Cup team looked awesome. And then Sunday happened and they didn't turn out very well at all.
Just got to hit a good putt uphill. Can't imagine the pressure.
The miracle at Medina. They ended up winning the Europeans 14.5-13.5. A&M soccer won yesterday. Volleyball won yesterday as well. And Brad Kaslowski took the checkered flag at Dover International Speedway and the Monster Mile. That's your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan. Still the biggest and still voted the best. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Aggie owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet has outgrown its name.
We're now Brazos Valley Flooring and Design Center.
And during our grand opening, not only will you save on the largest selection of flooring, lighting, ceiling fans, and accessories, you'll save on kitchen and bathroom countertops.
In fact, during our grand opening, register to win free kitchen countertops.
And I mean free. No purchase necessary.
About 58 degrees right now. And the fact that it's going to be that way tomorrow, as a matter of fact, too. Look for a high temperature, 82 today. Wind staying out of the north or northwest, which will make it pleasant today and tomorrow. Then they shift around to the east, and we'll have a little bit warmer temperatures. Rest of the week, probably in the upper 80s, lows around 67. Again, 58 now. WTAW, College Station.
Brian. Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. It's been a deadly trend in Afghanistan. U.S. troops killed by Afghan forces were supposed to be fighting with, not against, two more over the weekend.
I'm mad as hell about them, to be honest with you. We're going to get after this.
Top U.S. Afghanistan Commander General John Allen tells CBS's 60 Minutes, "We will not tolerate being murdered." This as three more NATO troops died today in a bombing. Fox News Radio Simon Owen monitoring live in London.
The nationalities of those soldiers haven't been released yet. They're among 14 people killed when a suicide bomber riding a motorbike rammed a military patrol in the eastern province of Khost. The soldiers had just got out of their vehicles when the bomber attacked. Children are among 37 people who've been injured. The Taliban has claimed responsibility. There is an eyewitness report that the bomber was wearing a police uniform. Dave?
Simon, police in Winter Springs, Florida have people in custody sorting out yesterday's shooting that left two dead at a VFW post right before a motorcycle charity ride. Witnesses think rival biker gangs may be to blame.
I don't believe it was the normal clientele of the VFW.
It's debate prep time for President Obama and Mitt Romney getting ready for Wednesday. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Well, it's no huge secret, but the president again last night in Las Vegas laid out the basic thought behind his economic ideas.
It took us a bunch of years to get us into this mess. It's going to take a few more to get us out.
The president spending the next 2 days outside Las Vegas preparing for Wednesday's debate. Former candidate Newt Gingrich says Mitt Romney's job is twofold.
The challenger has to make two cases. The incumbent should not be reelected, and I would do a better job.
Romney will be doing his debate prep in Denver, the site of Wednesday's encounter. Dave?
Rich, some illegal immigrants will be able to drive in California with licenses under a bill that's been signed by Democratic Governor Jerry Brown. These will be licenses issued to illegal immigrants who are eligible for work permits under a new Obama administration policy. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
What moves me? When I was younger, I ran everywhere. Then life took over. Suddenly it was trains, planes, and automobiles. Then I started running again, and I wasn't as limber. It was cartilage loss. I started taking Move Free maintains and repairs. It helps my body maintain more cartilage. And now, there's no looking back. Move Free maintains and repairs. Healthy joints, Move Free.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-830-8160. That's 1-800-830-8160.
Tis the season to place your business ad in the upcoming holiday issue of Brazos Family Magazine. Learn lots of fun and healthy seasonal recipes, discover the latest in holiday wear for children, and Brazos Family's holiday issue is your guide to hundreds of seasonal events that are fun for the whole family. For information about advertising and the holiday edition of Brazos Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones at 695-9595.
Well, you know, we always try to figure out who the first people are going to be to advertise Christmas. I guess this year it ends up being us. It's October the 1st. I know, that's to place ads in our magazine. Hey, folks, over at Texas Trading Post, the website is txtraders.com, tell you, hey, whatever you're looking for gifts that are Texas-centric, you'll find them right there, one location. You can call them if you want to. It's 703-7200, but obviously the best way to do it is to shop online at txtraders.com. They have Texas metal art. They have maps and flag-framed art at txtraders.com. Now, could be that you're looking for high-end home decor items for yourself or for somebody else. Well, they've got those at txtraders.com. Maybe you have a lot of people who you want to get gifts for that are, again, Texas-centric. They've got corporate gifts. Now, they can be serious or they can be fun. Anything from T-shirts and cufflinks to waffle irons or just anything to fit just about any budget, you can find it right there. And also, they have special items that honor our military, firefighters, and law enforcement officers as well. So, great Texas gifts at affordable prices, a chance for you to show your Texas pride. It's just that easy. They've been voted best online store in Best of the Brazos for a couple of years now, and they are located right here. Russ and Linda Harvell, local folks who own and operate Texas Trading Post. So check out the website at txtraders.com.
Travelers Insurance Company, Hartford Insurance, Safeco Insurance, Kemper Insurance, America First Insurance, Hoham Prairie Insurance, United Fire Insurance, Texas Mutual, CNA Insurance, Allied Insurance. Hi, this is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. That was a list of just some of the over 30 insurance companies that our agency represents. Different companies offer different rates for different people. The question is, how do you know which company will offer you the best rate? The answer is simple. Drop by our office at the Kroger Center on Rock Prairie or call 694-1555 the next time you need insurance. We will match you with the company that offers you the best rate, and we will give you exceptional service. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we're known by the companies we keep.
W.E. Gibson Insurance, always by your side. When you need us most, we're by your side.
So you hear that interest rates are at an all-time low. Great news, because they are. They have never been lower. Hi, I'm Debbie Davis, and I do mortgages. Call me and find out how much money you can save by refinancing your home now. Rates are in the threes now for both 30- and 15-year notes with good credit, but the real money is saved in interest over time. Call me at 979-220-3018 or email me at debbie@debbiedavisshow.com. Ask about the radio show special. You'll be glad you did. 979-220-3018.
WTW News Time is 7:06. It's 57 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Authorities are looking for two men accused of an armed robbery in North Bryan. An undisclosed amount of money was taken from Papa John's Pizza at Texas and Highway 21 yesterday afternoon, shortly before 5. The suspect descriptions are on our website at WTAW.com. $1.5 million are going into College Station's Carter Creek Wastewater Treatment Plant. Water Services Director Dave Coleman told the City Council at its last meeting the project will go a long way towards reducing intermittent odor problems from processing raw sewage.
This new system is going to mix the neutralizer with air. It's going to spray it into an airstream, and it's going to do a much better job of odor control. Obviously a very important thing for us to do.
Coleman says there will also be a change in how oil and grease removed from the plant will be processed and placed in dump trucks, which will also reduce odors. A housekeeper at a College Station hotel told police she took earrings valued at more than $8,000. The guest, staying at Four Points, told officers she discovered the jewelry missing when she returned to her room Saturday afternoon. Hotel management told officers who cleaned the room, and that led police to the home of a Bryan woman. 18-year-old Jessica Marie Reyes returned the jewelry, saying she had made a terrible mistake. Reyes, who was arrested for theft, is out of jail after posting bond. A security officer at College Station Medical Center was caught on the hospital's video system striking and kicking his supervisor during an evaluation. Police arrested 49-year-old Jay Kennedy of College Station for aggravated assault of a security officer. Kennedy, who told investigators he snapped, left the supervisor semi-conscious with multiple facial injuries. Kennedy is out of jail after posting bond. According to the hospital's video, Kennedy delivered repeated straight left punches with a clenched fist and kicked the supervisor at least six times with his combat-style duty boots. This is the time of the year tree trimmers begin their work along power lines. David Worley at BTU says the familiar orange trucks have been replaced by a new contractor.
This particular vendor will be working for us for the next 12 months. The feeders that they will start working on are coming out of our Atkins substation, and that substation is over on Fountain and Union Streets.
Worley says there won't be any change in how much trimming is done, which is enough to protect power lines from coming in contact with branches during windy and icy conditions. The ink is dry on the contract that drops the word interim from the title of Bryan City Manager Keene Register. Mayor Jason Bayinski says the agreement was reached at the last city council meeting.
I like the interim basis. You know, that's kind of like putting you on probation for 2 or 3 years, you know. So happy to have him officially on board now.
Register, who began city employment 12 years ago and last month began his third year as interim city manager, received a pay raise of $48,000 to $230,000. He also receives a car allowance of $700 a month. You can read the 8-page document online at WTAW.com. And for the first time, teachers in the Bryan School District are being videotaped. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says it's no different than ball games and music performances being recorded for review.
It's just something for us to use to analyze as the teachers, as the principals see fit, to are we getting better? And if we're not getting better, then we can look. And then, of course, we can take teachers that are exemplifying just fantastic lessons, videotape them, and let colleagues watch them. In terms of professional development.
Wallace says the videotaping is not a, in his words, I gotcha for teachers, nor is it an evaluation tool.
It's more of an aha moment, an epiphany type thing to our teachers, like, hey, I thought I was asking more questions in the classroom. I thought students were extending their answers more. And then when you realize that they're not, it's more of an aha moment.
Wallace says most principals are not watching the tapes, but are giving them to teachers for self-evaluation. Positive developments are coming to Coulter Airfield. Bryan's Economic Development Director Kevin Russell says City Council just approved a resolution securing funding so that Bryan can partner with TxDOT's Aviation Division in order to install new runway lights.
The new runway lights run in the neighborhood of $633,000. That's pretty expensive, but with our partnership with TxDOT, the cost to the city is $63,300. Our match is only 10%. Yeah. So it's a good deal.
Hard to turn that one down.
Yeah, we get to use 90 cents of other money and supply 10 cents of ours.
Russell says lightning blew out the regulator and the transformers of the old light system earlier this year, and because of the age of the system, replacement parts were no longer being manufactured. He says the new up-to-date lighting system should eventually save the city in utility costs. WTW News Time is 7:11. It's 57 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day online at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
We're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Well, you know that Amish Furniture for generations moved from their old location. They were out past Kroger, and they were kind of in a temporary place. Well, now the new building is there. It's open. Now, the grand opening hasn't taken place yet. They're getting ready for that. But Amish Furniture for generations has moved in, and they're setting it up, and they're getting ready for that celebration of the grand reopening, if you will, of that new location. Stop by and see the new building. It's on Boonville Road, just down from Kroger. Just look for the Amish maroon truck, the big truck that Kent uses, actually to go up into Amish country and get that furniture that they handcraft with solid wood and bring it down here. So you'll see that out there. You can give them a call at 260-5050, but you want to stop by. And again, as we've told you before, the way you buy furniture at Amish Furniture for Generations is different than any place else, because it is handcrafted, bench built by a craftsman with solid wood. And so Now is a great time for you to go in if you're looking for the perfect table and chairs for Thanksgiving or after. And, of course, that's the great deal about Amish Furniture for Generations. It really is furniture that is built to last for generations. But you order now, get your custom-built table and chairs in by Thanksgiving, and save 10% on your custom order. That's Amish Furniture for Generations. The address is 2651 Boonville Road, just past Kroger. Just look for the big maroon Amish furniture truck, and you'll know you're in the right place.
All right, people, we've got a bleeder. Hold this.
What?
Just hold this.
Look, I just fixed the copy machine.
It's no different than a paper jam.
You need a nurse or something.
Give me your hand, copy girl. Okay, squeeze.
Really?
It's not easy finding qualified employees.
Having trouble finding qualified local employees? For medical staffing, log on to AggielandHelpWanted.com.
Put down the toner. There's a patient that has a broken femur that needs an x-ray.
Where?
Just follow the screen.
Is he bloody?
Use as many words as you like for one low price. We're AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Do you want to learn how to make a ton of money flipping houses right here in College Station? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple two-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. Hi, my name is Than Merrill, and I'm the star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the College Station area who want to learn how to consistently make a lot of money per deal in your spare time without using any of your own money. College Station is a perfect market for my system. And next week, I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you can learn how to make a lot of money flipping houses in your spare time.
Interested candidates can get 2 free tickets to the workshop by calling 1-800-378-7138. Seating is extremely limited, so call right now to get your 2 free tickets at 1-800-378-7138. That's 1-800-378-7138.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:15. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Brazos Valley Recycling. It starts with you, it ends with us, and it benefits us all. BrazosValleyRecycling.com. Here are the numbers.
Low pressure over Mississippi will pull cooler, drier weather into the region for today. We'll see lots of sun developing, highs 80 to 85. It'll be clear tonight, lows near 60. Sunny, pleasant tomorrow, highs near 80 degrees. High pressure is still in control of the weather tomorrow night. Clear skies, it'll be around 60. We should be mostly sunny during the day on Wednesday, 80 to 85. By Thursday, it's partly sunny, warmer, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. Coming up in WTAW Sports, Aggies getting all kinds of hardware from the SEC. We'll get you caught up on high school football action after this past Friday. Rangers needed 2 games in the doubleheader to clinch the playoff berth. And if you're from Europe, it is the miracle. If you're from the U.S. of America, you call it the meltdown at Medina. We'll share that all and more coming up here in just a bit.
Now, how did Tiger Woods do? Because I know in the first, I don't know how many matches he was in, but, you know, he did pretty well the first time. But
not great.
Yeah, match play is just not, has never been his strong suit. Mm-mm. Of course, you know.
No, sir.
All right, there you go.
You know, I was thinking of you this weekend. Well, actually, both of y'all.
Okay. We're listening.
Okay, I was peddling some books. And
peddling some books?
Yes. Well, vending some books.
Where
I was
you?
Down at the half price.
Oh.
Anyway, I saw this book. I almost bought it for you, Scott,
but I
decided not to.
Uh-huh.
The pages were hard, which I thought was a bit infantile, so I ended up putting
you.
It back. But
okay.
It was called Beer, It's Not Just for Drinking, and it was a whole book of recipes using beer. And I really did. I almost bought it, and then I thought, well, I don't even know if he would use it.
Well, there's no telling. Probably, you know, well, we can say hello.
You know, earlier y'all were discussing the chili recipes. You mentioned a possible segment cooking with cats, and I was really interested in that since I know they taste like chicken. So I was.
Yeah, cat, the other white meat. That's what it is.
Anyway. So now.
Although my dad ate cat one time in China.
Did he?
Well, he and my grandfather were both. My grandfather didn't speak Chinese, but he could write in classical Chinese.
All right.
And so everywhere they went, my grandfather would write. He was very. My grandfather was an amazing scholar. But anyway, so my grandfather was also a cardiologist, and they went to this restaurant, and my dad was eating this rabbit, and they were both eating the rabbit, and my dad got another plate, and my grandfather was like, you know, When I was in med school, we dissected cats.
Okay, it's 7:15.
Well, step away from the Cheerios.
You know, one of the things that I thought I didn't realize until I put the two together, this is National Squirrel Awareness Month, right? We talked about that earlier. And it's Jimmy Carter's birthday.
Are you suggesting that Jimmy Carter's a squirrel?
Well, no. Do you remember? Now, you're too young. But I believe Jimmy Carter, when he was president of U.S. America, was in a boat fishing. You remember? And a mad squirrel swam toward the boat and he was scared?
I don't remember that at all.
Okay.
I've never even heard of such a thing.
Yeah, you people are too young. Okay. we're gonna Google live on the radio.
I'm doing it right now.
Yeah, Jimmy Carter and the squirrel would be the probably the way to do that. And see if we can come up with something. There you go. 39th president. Articles about Jimmy Carter. No, thanks. Okay. Well, if you happen to find that, then that'll be good. Otherwise, we'll move on to the wall of foam. It's the wall of foam that sparked widespread panic among locals as it rushed along a river in southern China. The wall of soapy suds blanketed the water, leading to the evacuations along the banks of the river. But officials have now said that the only threat posed by the foam tsunami, if you will, thought it was from chemicals that were used that had washed into the river. But in fact, all they could find is one or two dead fish lurking in the bubbles. The bizarre scene thought to have been caused by a heavy rainfall which washed non-toxic chemical deodorant from a household landfill into the river, again creating a 50-foot-tall tsunami of foam. Did you find it?
Not yet.
Maybe I was asleep when I remember that, but I want to say Jimmy Carter and...
You could just make up a story.
No,
Scott.
Yeah, I know, but I don't think I did. And, you know, and the angry squirrel, maybe. I'm not sure.
He used to go squirrel hunting all the time,
yeah,
according to this.
Yeah, well, no, I just, all right. Maybe I'm wrong. Wait, I'm getting callers. I'm going to get help. Hello?
It was a rabbit.
He
was in a boat, and a rabbit swam out to the boat and jumped in the boat and attacked him.
Thank you. That's what it was.
Was it a rabbit, right? Was it death with sharp, pointy teeth?
Hello?
Hey, Scott, it was a crazed rabbit.
Yeah, that's it. I got it. Thank you. I know. Thank you.
Jimmy Carter and rabbit attack. One of the first things that shows up on Google.
Okay. Look. They're both rodents. I mean, you know, so thank you.
It makes the Monty Python thing a whole lot more funny.
It does.
Yeah, for sure.
Callers, thank you. I appreciate you helping me out on that. I knew it was some kind of a something or another. Okay, now I know that you've all been waiting for the movie based on the 1960s TV show Mr. Ed.
with bated breath.
A company has picked up the rights to the original series, which, if you don't remember, is the architect named Wilbur and his talking horse named Mr. Ed.
Now, what I want to know is, did Mr. Ed come first or did Francis the talking mule come first?
No, Francis was first.
I was pretty sure.
But again, mules aren't as... This was a beautiful, as I recall, like a probably a Palomino. It was a very nice-looking horse and again, seemed to say nicer things than...
I can hear Winnie.
We could just barely hear Mr. Ed there, but there he is. Yeah. Oh, we're going to sing the song now.
Kevin is so good at finding stuff fast.
Talk to a horse, of course. That is, of course, unless the horse is the famous...
Scott DeLucia.
No, no. Yeah, okay.
Starring Alan Young.
Yeah, that's right, who was alive just up until recently. I think in his 90s when he passed away. So there you go. And I guess because of the technology that we see in things like Planet of the Apes, will really, you know, Mr. Ed will... I don't know. They probably had to put a bit in the back of his mouth to make him, you know,
move his mouth around.
Oh, no, they
his
gave mouth him sugar like and that. Stuff.
That's yeah,
they'll just CGI all of it.
Yeah, that's true. So anyway, and again, how do you take that? I don't know. I guess I probably saw an episode of Mr. Ed sometime in my life, but how are you going to turn that into a 90-minute movie?
No telling, but you know, not far behind it then is going to be My Mother the Car.
Well, yeah.
That was a TV show, too.
Somehow, some way, they're going to stretch that thing out to be way bigger than
part
it needs
two,
to be.
Part
yeah,
three.
Of course, as for sure. An El Paso waitress returned an envelope full of cash to a man who accidentally left it behind after dining in her restaurant. Ooh. Waitress had noticed the wad of cash in the envelope, apparently at the counter. She ran after the customer, but he had already disappeared from the street, so she stored the $138 in a drawer in the back of the restaurant in case he returned to claim it. The man went back to the restaurant next day in hopes that someone had saved his cash, which he said he had planned to use.
Yeah, he's probably on the Dave Ramsey system.
That's it. No, actually, he was paying off library fines.
For 138 bucks?
Yeah.
How many books did he check out?
I don't know. Apparently
from
the University of New Mexico Library from when he was a student there. So
at least he's getting everything cleared up and settled.
Trying to get his degree. So, you know, he found out he couldn't.
He must have had to park on campus or something.
That's right. He didn't. He couldn't walk until they took care of that. All right. So parents of young children. Keep their phones in their pockets sometimes, but sometimes, you know what? They're looking at them when they should be parenting. The Wall Street Journal, yes.
I heard that this morning.
Yeah.
That's an interesting story.
They were talking about this. Today looks at the possible problem of texting while parenting. The paper's evidence is mostly anecdotal, but they do talk about the strange coincidence of the stats. The number of injuries to kids younger than five rose 12% between the years of 2007 and 2010, which is odd because the figure had been falling for years before that. Meanwhile, the number of smartphones, of course, during that same time, exploded from 9 million to 114 million. So is there a correlation or maybe a causation?
Yes.
Think about that. Are too many parents...
Kids are being born dumber.
Well, but...
I'm just kidding.
Atta girl, Cat. Put it on the kid.
The playground equipment is too smart for them. Hello?
Hey, I work for the library system, and $138 ain't nothing. We have a few people over 1,000.
Now, wait a minute. Whoa. Now...
How does that happen?
I mean... go ahead.
We have an unlimited... They can check out an almost unlimited number of books, and if they don't bring them back, $20-$25 a book adds up quick.
Don't you have, like, a multiple offenders list so that when they swipe the card, they can't get another book?
Or a debt collector?
We do. We do send them to a collection agency, and we do block their card after $25.
Wow. But they rack it up. So now it's $25 over a period, I mean, per, like, month or something like that? Or how does that work?
Once they accrue $25 in fines, their card is blocked.
Okay, but I mean, for them to end up with hundreds and hundreds of dollars, does that mean that's lots of books or lots of months?
They can check out 100 books if they want at one time.
Wow. What's your favorite local library? Because I'm looking to get a library card, but I haven't had time to look
around.
He's
at the university. I don't know that you qualify.
No, I'm with the public library.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. All right. Go ahead. Is this Larry?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
Of Larry J. Ringer?
No. So, I mean, so $25 and then you block the card, but what's the oldest, most overdue book that you can recall just kind of off the top of your head?
Gosh, I'd have to look it up.
Okay.
We have a few people back from the 90s.
Do you have warrant amnesty like the city does?
You might do that. You might look into that book amnesty, huh?
I don't think they've done that, but we did have, when we first went to the collection agency, we did have kind of a mini amnesty period, but several years ago.
So this is, we're talking the local public library system. We're talking hundreds and hundreds of dollars that's out there because of books.
That's crazy.
Now, it's possible.
Wow. All right. Thanks. I appreciate that. Wow. Very interesting.
So what are you in for? Library books?
Yeah. Well, see, now, Kat, what you do is you go get a central library card, and it's good for any of the libraries because the Bryan and College Station libraries are combined.
Okay. Yeah, I've passed different ones in different areas. Okay.
Nothing of the two cities is except for that.
Yeah. Larry's the head library guy. That's why I asked about him, not Larry Ringer. But anyway, but you get one card, and it's good for online stuff as well. Now, it's a great thing to have, that's for sure. So, see, you don't even have to be here. You can be way down there in Navasota, and you can still take advantage of that.
Wow.
Way down there. Almost in another time zone.
Massive commute.
Yeah, okay.
Green Teams congratulates ANCO Insurance on their move to a new building at the intersection of Briarcrest and Villa Maria. Like many other businesses, ANCO uses Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Kathy Martine with Green Teams, 823-7551.
727 of Brazos Valley weather forecast. Look for a high temperature. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Called Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY. All right, look for a high temperature today, about 82, low tonight around 59. Going to do the same numbers for tomorrow. starts to warm up a little bit. And actually what we'll do is we'll lose that northwesterly wind. It'll be out of the east, and then by the end of the week we're back to southerly winds, which will kind of raise the humidity a little bit and make it back up there in the upper 80s. Right now, though, winds are from the northwest at 7, 87% relative humidity, fair skies, and we've got 59 degrees out there.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bayansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
One of the issues in this 2012 campaign is student debt. Many cases, kids leave college burdened with loans the size of a home mortgage, and that's before they get their first job. That's a whole other story because in Obama's economy, there is no first job. Kids typically end up back home with their parents. An investigation in Ohio, critical election state, finds that Ohio State University President Gordon Gee lives like royalty. Since he took over in 2007, his salary and benefits package has added up to almost $9 million. On top of that, he gets a 9,600-square-foot house. On top of that, his travel and entertainment budget comes in at $7.7 million. President Gee often travels on college business on private jets, throws parties for thousands of people. Private limos, stays at exclusive hotels and country clubs are routine for this guy. He even has a $64,000 expense item for his signature bow ties and bow tie-shaped cookies. Now, to be fair, his supporters say that he raises lots of money for the school because of this jet-set lifestyle and $64,000 bow ties. But I remember the auto execs being browbeaten by Senate Democrats when they took corporate jets to D.C. for hearings. I remember Obama berating corporate types who used to go to conventions in Vegas, said those days were over. But at least now you know what your kid's high tuition bill in Ohio is paying for.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-788-0028. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-788-0028. That's 1-800-788-0028.
Howdy, this is Jason Bayansky with BCR Realty. Mortgage rates are at an all-time low, and the current real estate inventory is up. Now is an excellent time to buy real estate. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, contact me, Jason Bayansky, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayansky.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTW News Time is 7:31. It's 57 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Each year, private contractors are hired to trim trees along power lines. David Worley at BTU says a new vendor has been hired to start work this week.
Obviously, we have to cut the foliage back so that we have a couple of years before the foliage grows back into any area that can cause us a problem.
Worley says the trucks, which will be identified, will start trimming lines coming out of BTU's Adkins substation at Fountain and Union Streets.
By the end of next year, those living around College Station's Carter Creek Wastewater Treatment Plant will deal with less odor. The city council at its last meeting approved $1.5 million of improvements. Water Services Director Dave Coleman says that includes changing the process of removing oil and grease from raw sewage.
And in that process, it's going to dry it a lot better, so that when the stuff is going down into the dump truck, it's going to be a lot drier. We won't have that watery mixture that causes a lot of odor. So this is going to really help in the odor control.
Coleman says the price tag was cut in half from the original estimate to address only essential issues. Two men are accused of an armed robbery yesterday afternoon at a Papa John's Pizza in North Bryan. On our website at WTAW.com, you can read the suspect's description. The suspects ran from the Texas Avenue location towards Highway 21 with an undisclosed amount of money. And jewelry valued at more than $8,000 taken from a College Station hotel room on Saturday has been found. Police arrested 18-year-old Jessica Marie Reyes of Bryan after she returned earrings she said she took while cleaning the room at Four Points on Texas Avenue. Reyes is out of jail after posting bond following her arrest on a theft charge. The hotel guest reported the theft after returning to her room Saturday afternoon. The new year in the Bryan School District includes a new technique for reviewing classroom instruction. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says teachers are being videotaped.
This is not an I gotcha. Most of the principals, what they're reporting to me is they're not even watching the tapes or the instruction with the teachers. It is, we're giving you the tape or the film, and you watch it yourself, and then you critique it yourself and come back to us, is what I would say the majority of our principals are doing at this time.
Wallace says this is not an evaluation tool.
This is not to get anybody or say, look, you hear how you're not doing it. It's more of a eye-opener. It's more of a, hey, look, I can do this better. That's the way we're approaching it in Bryan.
Wallace compares it to videotaping ball games and music performances for review. Entering his third year in the city of Bryan's city manager's office, Keene Register no longer has the word interim in his title. The city council gave Register the position on a permanent basis at its last meeting. Mayor Jason Bayinski noted Register being injured in a motocross crash last April.
We actually talked about it. I think Councilmember Art Hughes brought it up several times, you know, that that his insurance covers those type accidents, and we keep them off those dirt bikes.
Online at WTAW.com, you can read the 8-page contract. Register will be paid $230,000, a pay raise of more than $100,000 when he left his position at the city's electric utility in September 2010. A supervisor for the security company hired by College Station Medical Center received facial injuries after being kicked and struck multiple times. The victim told police the injuries followed giving a negative evaluation where he advised the employee to go cool off after becoming agitated. The supervisor said the next thing he knew, he was regaining consciousness on the ground and was bleeding from his mouth and nose. Investigators say 49-year-old Jerry Kennedy of College Station turned himself in and was taken to jail for aggravated assault of a security officer. Kennedy is out of jail after posting bond. And the city of Bryan is reviewing its ground leases at Coulter Field in order to possibly attract private development. Economic Development Director Kevin Russell says they want to encourage aircraft owners who are looking for a place to house their craft in private hangars. As to future expansion,
I think it may be possible, but I do think there's some limitations there. There's subdivisions out there and things like that, and all the aviation easements and things like that. And I'm not sure how much the community would support that. So all that's got to be looked into.
You bet.
But there's a lot of opportunity out there as the airport sits today.
He adds that through a partnership with TxDOT, the city plans to install new runway lights worth $633,000. The city will only have to pay 10% of that price. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 57 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. We'll have more news at 8:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Real estate, whether it's commercial, farmer ranch, or investment property, is a significant asset. Locally owned and operated Paramount Property Analyst specializes in real estate appraisal and property tax appeals. Paramount provides you with an accurate and unbiased appraisal of your property, evaluates your tax burden, and works to assure that your property taxes are assessed fairly. Call Paramount today at 485-8999 or look them up on the web and let their team of 25 plus years of experience go to work for you. Paramount Property Analyst, 485-8999.
Green Teams congratulates ANCO Insurance on their move to a new building at the intersection of Briarcrest and Villa Maria. Like many other businesses, ANCO uses Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Kathy Martine with Green Teams, 823-7551.
Does your business want to go green and not know how? Let award-winning Brazos Valley Recycling help you. BVR, one of the largest certified recycling and composting facilities in the state, recycles over 200 tons per day from cardboard to concrete and everything in between. Try BVR's new Think Globally, Act Locally program free for 30 days. A customized recycling program, both simple and affordable. Call Brazos Valley Recycling for your 30-day free trial. 260-0006 or BrazosValleyRecycling.com.
A&M Consolidated Tiger Football is brought to you this season by these local businesses.
First Victoria Bank, Kelly Burt Dozer, Subway, Blinn College, Max Food Mart, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Elms Orthodontics, Pride Cleaners, ABC Home and Commercial Services, American Momentum Bank, St. Joseph Regional Health Center, and the String and Horn Shop.
You're listening to the home of A&M Consolidated Tiger Football, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The Brazos Valley Symphony kicks off its 31st season of crossing musical borders with a concert of European romance on Sunday, October 7th at Rudder Theater. Maestro Busigi directs as internationally acclaimed pianist Oenone Barnaton performs Cezanne's Piano Concerto No. 2. Also, don't miss Beethoven's Ninth Symphony in November with Grammy Award winner Sasha Cooke. Tickets are on sale now. For more information, visit bvso.org or call 979-696-6100.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:39, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Got that for you. It's brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
Low pressure over Mississippi will pull cooler, drier weather into the region for today. We'll see lots of sun developing, highs 80 to 85. It'll be clear tonight, lows near 60. Sunny, pleasant tomorrow, highs near 80 degrees. High pressure is still in control of the weather tomorrow night. Clear skies, it'll be around 60. We should be mostly sunny during the day on Wednesday, 80 to 85. By Thursday, it's partly sunny, warmer, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Fighting Texas Aggie football teetering on the outside of the top 25, but we're still getting awards for players and coaches. Good week for most of the high school football teams last Friday. And the Rangers, did they clinch postseason play or not? We'll find out here in about 15 minutes.
All right, there you go, 7:40. So so you said you were at the book place and you found a beer book.
Yes.
That had thick pages. What was the grade level that was written? I mean, was it like for toddlers or what?
I think it just was one of those kind of books. It was shaped like a beer can.
Oh, isn't that cute?
And it would, but it, yeah, I yeah. probably would have bought it for you if it had had real pages.
Yeah, I understand.
There were about 20 pages
to
it.
Oh, wow.
It was just real thick. I don't know if they're imagining some guy was just like barbecue and beer slathered hands trying to use this book or something.
You don't want to ruin the pages.
No,
for
that's
sure.
Right.
When
yeah.
you use
sure.
it as a coaster.
20 pages. That kept me busy for a week. But I mean, you know, really, if you'll remember back in 1978, there was this.
Clean. I mean, really clean. And it holds any set I want.
New beer-enriched shampoo, body on tap. Gives your hair a super body, super hold.
Brewed with 1/3 real beer.
Wow.
But don't drink it. Just shampoo. Whether I roll it, pin it, curl it, or blow it dry, it gives my hair super body, super hold.
And the shine of your life. Right. It's the beer shampoo that does it in 3 bodybuilding formulas.
That's what I'm missing. That is why I don't have a boyfriend.
Is that it? Why?
I need to have some beer-scented hair. That's my big problem.
You know, a brewery and pub based in Newport, Oregon, is developing an ale made out of the yeast that's been harvested from the beard of John Mayer, who's
what?
Apparently an award, yes,
oh, my.
Apparently an award-winning brewmaster.
God.
The whole thing started as a joke. The president of Rogue Ales Brewery told a local TV station that the folks at Rogue Ales have been trying to harvest a new yeast strain from their hop yard for some time, but they had little success when it came to that. And the thought had occurred to him, hey, why not look at a different place to find the magic yeast? So they took nine follicles from this guy's hair, this beard, okay? And,
well, I guess that makes sense if he's always down in the hops and stuff.
I suppose. Miraculously, lab workers found a yeast that turned out to be perfect for fermenting beer.
Wow. Yeast really is amazing. Like, I know when I first thought about how bread is made.
Yeah.
And just that, you know, sourdough, the flavor we think of as sourdough, that flavor specifically comes from a wild yeast that was living in San Francisco.
Right.
And I just think that's amazing that people would just set stuff out, and if the, you know, right kind of yeast from the wild grapevines landed, it could make it taste nasty, it could make it taste good. I just think it's fascinating how complicated, like, the fermentation with beers and wines and breads. Yeah. I think it's really
well,
amazing.
Well, the deal is, I mean, especially with the San Francisco sourdough, there are still yeast particles from the original.
Oh, well, yes,
from the original rendering,
since they
will.
Reproduce by binary fission, it's the same as
remember
doing.
That? Remember, Kevin,
it's like cloning.
When we talked about that at binary fission stuff.
Of course.
I tell you. Yeah.
Anyway.
I know you're right. That's exactly right. I mean, but there's a little bit of it.
Yeah,
even
we're eating history. We're eating history.
There you go. Speaking of. What
is
John,
that?
It's John Mayer.
Of course.
You can have beer from his beard.
Oh, yeah. No, thanks.
Oh, I figured it was a different John Mayer.
Yeah. It turns out that not only young people, but grown-ups apparently devouring the Hunger Games. A new study from the Brouwer Marketing Research Company finds 55% of the people buying young adult novels are actually regular adults,
well,
not young adults.
They want to know what their kids are reading.
For sure.
Well,
or
could,
being forced to read at school.
Or they're caught up in it.
Could
I
be.
Don't know.
I
I'm
still
not sure.
Haven't read it.
But you're right. Some of them are, in fact, adult cops who are just kind of in there to make sure they know what their kids are reading. But again, that brings up what we were talking about just a little while ago. How many parents really are, I mean, are parents better now than they were 50 years ago?
No, because of the cell phones. Remember, we're not paying attention.
But I mean, that's it. And again, there's a fairly significant story today in the Wall Street Journal about that, if you care. It's now illegal to dance at bars and clubs in Sweden. The local reports certain bars have been ordered to tell their patrons to stop dancing. A new law in Sweden says venues must pay for a special dance license. See, that's what the European Union does. It causes you to have to license your bar for dancing.
This is why we live in Texas.
That's right. Cops are making the rounds looking for patrons who are in violation. A police spokesperson said the reason for the law is dance floors lead to more fights.
Into Sweden to fighting.
Well, again.
Well, okay, so the liquor doesn't lead to fighting. It's the dancing.
No, it's the dancing,
to...
I'm sure.
All
oh,
right.
It's got to be that, after
Gosh,
all.
I just have had a backwards opinion
yeah,
my whole life.
I would
life.
Agree. And that's the reason that, you know, they had chicken wire in front of some of the roadhouses where the bands played.
Yep.
So that, you know, because people would get out there and they'd start
it's
dancing.
It's the music.
And they just go so crazy. Oh, I've got bad news. Golly.
Oh, no.
Well, we were really excited on Friday because, you know, we thought that they're gonna dig up this driveway in Michigan and find the remains
Half
of Jimmy Hoffa.
Was it just a dog after all?
Well, the authorities drilled through the concrete, removed wet soil samples, said they could have the test results as early as today, but the search was organized after a tip that maybe he was buried there 35 years ago. We don't know if it's a dog. We don't know if it's Jimmy Hoffa, but at least right. And I don't know what they thought that they would find at that point that would make them be convinced that that was Jimmy Hoffa, but right now at least it's inconclusive.
Because of those commercials, I can just see somebody say, it's the Hoffa.
Yeah.
It's the Hoffa.
Hello.
Hey, it ain't the dancing, it's who you're dancing with.
Well, it could be that too. That's exactly right.
Dance with
yeah.
who brung you.
Yeah, well, or, you know, if you're dancing with somebody without permission, that can cause a problem too. All right, you better stock up. Things are about to get messy. The world could be up against a shortage of disposable diapers.
Ooh.
Yes.
Golly.
More in a minute. Hello.
No wonder the Swedes are so depressed all the time. No more happy feet.
That's it. They can't be dancing in there. They can't. All they can do is drink. Now, here's the deal. apparently, there was an explosion over the weekend at a Japanese chemical plant that produces...
explosion in diapers should not be used
no,
in the
same
shouldn't.
Sentence. No, they shouldn't. They really shouldn't. It could be the worst of all possible things. But no, what happened is there was an explosion over the weekend at a Japanese chemical plant that produces fully a fifth of the global supply of the polymers that they need. Nippon Shokubuki, Nippon Brown, which is the world's largest. Rather appropriate, isn't
Nippon
it?
Nippon Brown.
Yeah, rather appropriate. Anyway, that Nippon Brown, if you will, they had the explosion, and so as a result, they have closed down that plant. But this is the world's largest source of water-absorbing polymers that are used in Huggies and Pampers. They've already announced plans to set up production facilities overseas while operating the factory. While they're trying to repair it.
So do they use
it.
Brown to ship it?
I'm not sure.
You're a business owner, you need to listen to this. Did you know that your brand could be on dozens of rolling billboards for a fraction of the cost of stationary billboards? If you're looking for a unique marketing plan that will really get noticed, putting your brand on the sides of school buses in Bryan and College Station may be just what you've been looking for. Their large, colorful, and innovative designs demand attention. You can't click through them. You can't ignore them. School bus ads offer flexibility in size and location, and school bus ads help raise funds for your school district. Call 281-962-4390 or visit steepcreekmedia.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch laser therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen. The new Botox type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
It was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, but you already had plans and promises to your kids for the very same day. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Bill Gaither had that very dilemma a few years ago. A well-known songwriter, he once received an invitation to sing for the President of the United States. He was honored, but ultimately declined. His decision had nothing to do with political disagreements, however. It was his schedule. You see, the White House event happened to be on the same day as a special get-together he'd already planned with his kids. Some may question Bill's decision. After all, an invitation to the White House doesn't come around every day. But Bill had no regrets. Years later, recounting this story, he said he may have never sung for a president, but he had something even more important, a wonderful relationship with each of his kids. As for myself, one thing I've tried to do as a father is never to break a promise. You only have your children one time, and before you know it, they'll be gone. And that's why, once I've made a commitment to my kids, I stick to it, regardless of what's in front of me. Our days are filled with commitments, some to our kids and some to others. Which ones are the true once-in-a-lifetime opportunities to you? To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
When it comes to managing your diabetes, Bayer's new Contour Next EZ Blood Glucose Meter makes testing easy. You also get exceptional accuracy because it uses the next generation Contour Next test strip for close to lab test results. And all this at the lowest everyday price of all major brands. You can find Bayer's new Contour Next EZ Meter at your local retail pharmacy. Just ask your pharmacist and upgrade today. Bayer's new Contour Next EZ Meter. Ease, accuracy, and savings. Now that's a powerful combination.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe, the company that has settled more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. can settle your debt too, while you make one low monthly program payment. You now have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. To find out how much you could save, call Freedom Debt Relief. 1-800-398-5589. 1-800-398-5589. 1-800-398-5589.
Get to Specs this tailgating season and up your game day game with amazing saves all season long. With a world-class selection of beers, spirits, snacks, and party platters, Specs gives you the home field advantage no matter where you are. Victory is in the hand of the beer holder. So stock up on savings at Specs and get your keg on before kickoff with a huge selection of tailgating essentials. Whether you're packing the house or heading to the parking lot, Specs has everything you need for a guaranteed win. From gourmet foods and chef-prepared meals to flatware, accessories, and more. And with Specs' lower prices on the largest selection in Texas, the biggest saves of the day happen before kickoff. Shop like a playmaker at Specs. You're on the way, less to pay for everyday store.
Shop Specs, low priced, amazing. Here's to you, shop. Cheers to savings.
Morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with a look at your WTAW Sports. Fighting Texas football team routed Arkansas 58-10. They haven't cracked the top 25, but 51 points is enough to get them into 28th, and the honors are rolling in for the Aggie staff and players. Coach Sumlin named SEC Coach of the Week by SouthernPigskin.com. Aggies produced a whopping 716 total yards, which is the third highest output in school history, and set a record with 498 passing yards. Senior safety Stephen Terrell was named National Defensive Player of the Week by the College Sports Madness and National Defensive Back of the Week by the College Football Performance Awards. Now, the pickoffs that he had, he had two interceptions, fumbles, and six tackles, so that's a pretty fair day for him. Redshirt freshman quarterback Johnny Manziel is what everybody's talking about, though. He took SEC Offensive Player Freshman of the Week honors for the SouthernPigskin.com and honorable mention National Quarterback of the Week honors from the CFPA after shattering school records for passing yards and total offense against Arkansas. Manziel also broke the SEC record for total offense. He finished 453 yards, 29-38 passing, and 104 yards rushing for a total of 557. Mr. Manziel had a very busy day. Moving now to high school football, the Lufkin Panthers ended a four-overtime game on the very first play of the fourth overtime.
So here's your ball game right here. Lufkin comes back on now with quadruple overtime to try to drive this football down to score. If they score it on a touchdown, they win it. Double field, out of the gun, pressure coming, handed off a big opener, and this ball game is over. One play right up the middle, and the Tigers have lost this one by a final score of 71-60.
Coming up for the 3-2 Tigers, they travel to the Woodlands. The Bryan Vikings played opportunistic football Friday night and took two turnovers and turned them into 14 points on their way to a 14-5A 20-7 win on the road.
The handoff goes to Johnson, left side, breaks the tackle at the 15-yard line and is into the end zone for the touchdown, a 16-yard touchdown run by Bobby Johnson.
The 2-3 Vikes head to Conroe to take on the Tigers. For a brief time Friday night at Merrill Green Stadium, it appeared every time the 2-3 Rotor Rangers touched the football, they were going to score with it.
And it's a short kick. It's going to be fielded around the 20-yard line by Anthony Veal, and he's off to the races. He's down to the 30, 35. He's breaking through the line, 40. He's breaking tackle still, 45, 50. He's still up, 40, 35. 25, nobody else is going to get him. Touchdown, Anthony Veal on an 80-yard return.
The Rangers scored on their first five consecutive offensive possessions, added defense and special teams touchdown en route to a 63-35 victory romp over Caney Creek. This Friday, they head to Magnolia West. And finally, 5-0, number one in the state, the Navasota Rattlers continue to roll, leaving opponents in their wake, and this time it was the Fairfield Eagles.
Hasselbeck waiting for him to take the snap, takes it now, looking to throw, good protection, all has all day. He throws deep, he's looking for Collins, he's got him in the end zone, touchdown, Rattlers! Austin Collins from Kadarius Baker, and the Rattlers add to their lead.
And the Rattlers scored 34 unanswered points to roll to a 41-7 non-district victory. Rattlers are at home to take on McCallum this week. And you can find all the information podcasts if you missed the games at BrazosFootball.com. Now turning to football, the teams are still unbeaten in the NFL. There are three of them, Atlanta, Arizona, and the Houston Texans.
A high drive, deep left field, this ball going.
Oh, correction, sorry about that. We'll try that one more time. The Texans are undefeated.
Hasselbeck, quick throw, left side, picked off Kareem across the 50, the 40 right sideline, has room, the 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown, Kareem Jackson, the second pick six of the game. 65-yard pick and run for Kareem, who high step. Get into the end zone.
Well, I'm happy
and
for him.
Put this baby on ice.
Well, we're still talking football. NFL action tonight. Dallas Cowboys playing host to the Chicago Bears. Both teams enter the game with a 2-1 record. Now moving on to baseball. Jordan Lyles pitched his first major league shutout yesterday, and the Astros blanked the Milwaukee Brewers 7-0. Texas Rangers are set for the playoffs after they split a doubleheader with the Angels, and Mike Napoli went yard twice.
A high drive, deep left field, this ball going and going and gone. Way gone for Mike Napoli. his second home run of the ball game. The Rangers lead for the first time, 6-4.
He also drove in six runs to help the Rangers win last night, 8-7. As they split that, that means they move on to the playoffs. Other Saturday action saw great things for Ryder Cup, not so good on Sunday. Things went sour, and they went sour in a hurry for the American Ryder Cup team.
Just got to hit a good putt uphill. Can't imagine the pressure.
Or the meltdown at Medina, if you're a U.S. American. The Europeans dominated play Sunday to retain the possession of the Cup, 14.5 to 13.5, the final one there. And finally, in NASCAR racing, Brad Keselowski took the checkered flag yesterday at the Sprint Cup race at Dover International Speedway in the Monster Mile, coming in second, Jeff Gordon. That's a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards & More custom awards and promotional products can put it there. Your business needs custom awards to recognize your employees. Or maybe you need trophies, plaques, and awards for Little League soccer, football, or basketball teams. Awards & More can do it all. If your church or school organization needs T-shirts, Awards & More will custom design the perfect T-shirt for you. Remember, everybody needs their name on something. Visit awardsandmoreinc.com or call 696-3886 today.
It's a jungle out there. Finding the right dentist shouldn't be. Get out of the jungle and discover Safari Dental. Safari Dental offers services for all ages. And right now, Safari Dental is offering free teeth bleaching for life. That's a $299 value. Every time you come in for an exam and x-ray, you get a free professional bleaching kit. So stop hunting for the right dentist. Discover Safari Dental. Go to mysafaridental.com. Call 979-217-2185. That's 217-2185.
I know this is a radio, so imagine with me. You walk through a door. Sovac City. Come on down, see us.
Brazos Valley weather forecast. Look for a high temperature today. It's going to be pretty nice today and tomorrow. With the north winds, look for a high temperature today about 82 degrees, low tonight around 59. Same thing for tomorrow. Then we start to warm up a little bit. It's 59 right now. WTAW, College Station, Bryan. It's 8 o'clock.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. He says he's mad as hell that U.S. troops keep being attacked by Afghan forces.
We're willing to sacrifice a lot for this campaign, but we're not willing to be murdered for it.
Top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, General John Allen, telling CBS's 60 Minutes the insider attack may be the enemy's new signature style. This is the Taliban takes aim at troops and civilians. Fox News Radio's Simon Owen monitoring live in London.
Dave, a suicide bomber loading a motorbike with explosives, then driving it into a military foot patrol of international and Afghan forces. 14 people have been killed, including three NATO soldiers. Their nationalities haven't been confirmed yet, and also four Afghan police officers. 57 others are injured. It happened in the busy eastern city of Khost, and one witness has reported the bomber was wearing a police uniform. Dave.
Simon, they have two more days to get ready. President Obama and Mitt Romney doing debate prep. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
While the candidates prepare, the surrogates were busy Sunday lowering expectations for their own man and pumping up the opponent.
Governor Romney will have a good night. He's prepared more than any candidate in history, and he's shown himself to be a very, very good debater through the years.
That is Obama campaign manager David Plouffe on NBC's Meet the Press, but not everybody stuck to that script.
I think what we need is a big and bold performance on Wednesday night, and that's what he's going to give us.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie on ABC's This Week raising the bar for Mitt Romney. First debate Wednesday night in Denver, Dave.
Now, Rich, the Boy Scouts of America says it plans to review its files of pedophiles and will report anyone who may have fallen through the cracks. The Supreme Court starts a new term today.
One of the term's most anticipated cases comes next week. A lawsuit by a white applicant who says she was denied admission to the University of Texas because of the college's race-based admissions criteria.
Fox's Shannon Bream. A 10-year-old boy going to juvenile court in Philadelphia. Police say he stole a van yesterday as it was unloading furniture and went on a joyride that didn't last long, smashing into five parked cars. Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
What moves me? When I was younger, I ran everywhere. Then life took over. Suddenly it was trains, planes, and automobiles. Then I started running again, and I wasn't as limber. It was cartilage loss. I started taking Move Free Maintains and Repairs. It helps my body maintain more cartilage. And now, there's no looking back. Move Free Maintains and Repairs. Healthy joints move free.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-830-8160. That's 1-800-830-8160.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make a ton of money flipping houses right here in College Station? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple two-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. Hi, my name is Than Merrill, and I'm the star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the College Station area who want to learn how to consistently make a lot of money per deal in your spare time without using any of your own money. College Station is a perfect market for my system. And next week, I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you can learn how to make a lot of money flipping houses in your spare time.
Interested candidates can get 2 free tickets to the workshop by calling 1-800-378-7138. Seating is extremely limited, so call right now to get your 2 free tickets at 1-800-378-7138. That's 1-800-378-7138.
Where we come from, a truck's expected to work hard every day. Come rain or shine or hail, for that matter. And there's nothing more dependable than a Toyota truck. Built right here where we come from, Toyota trucks outwork the competition because they're over-engineered, which means a Toyota good enough isn't near good enough. And it shows at the work site, on the roads, and in the awards. The Toyota Tundra has been named by J.D. Power and Associates the most dependable full-size pickup 7 years in a row. And the Tacoma so outperformed the competition, most of them just gave up, making Tacoma the number one selling mid-size truck, outselling its closest competitor 2-1. Get behind the wheel of a truck you can get behind. The Toyota Tundra or Toyota Tacoma. For a better than good deal and complimentary Toyota care, visit your local Toyota dealer now. Get $2,500 customer cash or lease a 2012 Tundra double cab for $299 a month for 36 months with $2,599 due at signing. Call 1-800-79-TOYOTA for details. Offer ends 10-1-2012.
Losing weight, getting in shape, just taking that first step off the couch. It can be scary. It can be intimidating. You're not an expert. You don't know what to do. That's why calling Ashley Bergen at Fit You, an expert that you can do. Call 492-1900. Ashley will take your nutrition, the food you're eating, the food you should be eating, put it in sync with personalized workouts to help you reach your goal, and then you can lose weight. You can get in shape. Call Ashley Bergen at Fit You. 492-1900.
The BCS Home Builders Association presents the 2012 Fall Parade of Homes on Saturday and Sunday, October 13th and 14th. The parade, sponsored by BVS Construction Incorporated, offers home buying consumers the chance to personally visit with builders in their brand new homes throughout the area, discover new trends in home construction and design, and the latest in home products and appliances. Your Parade of Homes map can be found at bcsbuilders.org or in your local newspaper. Don't forget, the Fall Parade of Homes, October 13th and 14th.
WTAW News Time is 8:06. It's 59 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax. It's done. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Authorities are looking for 2 men accused of an armed robbery in North Bryan. An undisclosed amount of money was taken from Papa John's Pizza at Texas and Highway 21 yesterday afternoon, shortly before 5. The suspect descriptions are on our website at WTAW.com. $1.5 million are going into College Station's Carter Creek Wastewater Treatment Plant. Water Services Director Dave Coleman told the City Council at its last meeting that the project will go a long ways towards reducing intermittent odor problems from processing raw sewage.
This new system is going to mix the neutralizer with air. It's going to spray it into an airstream, and it's going to do a much better job of odor control. Obviously a very important thing for us to do.
Coleman says there will also be a change in how oil and grease removed from the plant will be processed and placed in dump trucks, which will also reduce odors. A housekeeper at a College Station hotel told police she took earrings valued at more than $8,000. The guest, staying at Four Points, told officers she discovered the jewelry missing when she returned to her room Saturday afternoon. Hotel management told officers who cleaned the room, and that led police to the home of a Brian woman. 18-year-old Jessica Marie Reyes returned the jewelry, saying she had made a terrible mistake. Reyes, who was arrested for theft, is out of jail after posting bond. A security officer at College Station Medical Center was caught on the hospital's video system striking and kicking his supervisor during an evaluation. Police arrested 49-year-old Jay Kennedy of College Station for aggravated assault of a security officer. Kennedy, who told investigators he snapped, left the supervisor semi-conscious with multiple facial injuries. Kennedy is out of jail after posting bond. According to the hospital's video, Kennedy delivered repeated straight left punches with a clenched fist and kicked the supervisor at least six times with his combat-style duty boots. This is the time of year tree trimmers begin their work along power lines. David Worley at BTU says the familiar orange trucks have been replaced by a new contractor.
This particular vendor will be working for us for the next 12 months. The feeders that they will start working on are coming out of our Atkins substation, and that substation is over on Fountain and Union Streets.
Worley says there won't be any change in how much trimming is done, which is enough to protect power lines from coming in contact with branches during windy and icy conditions. The ink is dry on the contract that drops the word interim from the title of Bryan City Manager Keene Register. Mayor Jason Bayensky says the agreement was reached at the last city council meeting.
I like the interim basis. You know, that's kind of like putting you on probation for 2 or 3 years, you know. So happy to have him officially on board now.
Register, who began city employment 12 years ago and last month began his third year as interim city manager, received a pay raise of $48,000 to $230,000. He also receives a car allowance of $700 a month. You can read the eight-page document online at WTAW.com. And for the first time, teachers in the Bryan School District are being videotaped. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says it's no different than ball games and music performances being recorded for review.
It's just something for us to use to analyze as the teachers, as the principals see fit, to are we getting better? And if we're not getting better, then we can look. And then, of course, we can take teachers that are exemplifying just fantastic lessons, videotape them and let colleagues watch them. In terms of professional development.
Wallace says the videotaping is not a, in his words, I gotcha for teachers, nor is it an evaluation tool.
It's more of an aha moment, an epiphany type thing to our teachers, like, hey, I thought I was asking more questions in the classroom. I thought students were extending their answers more. And then when you realize that they're not, it's more of an aha moment.
Wallace says most principals are not watching the tapes, but are giving them to teachers for self-evaluation. And positive developments are coming to Coulter Airfield. Bryan's Economic Development Director Kevin Russell says City Council just approved a resolution securing funding so that Bryan can partner with TxDOT's Aviation Division in order to install new runway lights.
The new runway lights run in the neighborhood of $633,000. That's pretty expensive, but with our partnership with TxDOT, the cost to the city is $63,300. Our match is only 10%. Yeah. So it's a good deal.
Hard to turn that one down.
Yeah, we get to use 90 cents of other money and supply 10 cents of ours.
Russell says lightning blew out the regulator and transformers of the old light system earlier this year, and because of the age of the system, replacement parts were no longer being manufactured. He says the new up-to-date lighting system should eventually save the city in utility costs. WTW News Time is 8:11. It's 59 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Merry Maids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day online at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You work long, hard hours, and it's difficult to find the time to clean up around the house. Relax, because with Merry Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening the door after a long day at work to see a clean Merry Maids home. Your entire house is spotless, and you didn't even lift a finger. Merry Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 5 years. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. Merry Maids. Relax.
It's done.
Hi, I'm Frank Verisco, Market President for American Momentum Bank. It's time that you got your money moving forward. It's time you got momentum. One of the ways that American Momentum Bank is moving faster is with remote deposit. Now you can bank from the comfort of your home or office without the hassle of dealing with traffic. With remote deposit from American Momentum Bank, all you need is a scanner, a computer, and an internet connection. Simply scan your checks and deposit them directly to your American Momentum account, day or night, any hour, even weekends, so your money is in your account and ready to use faster. That's what it's like to have momentum on your side. And American Momentum Bank offers a full line of banking services for both your personal and business banking needs. American Momentum Bank's leadership lives and works here too. That means local leadership, local bankers, and local service. Move forward now at AmericanMomentumBank.com or call 774-1111. That's 774-1111. American Momentum Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
813 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Brazos Valley Recycling. Think globally, act locally with Brazos Valley Recycling. Check them out today at BrazosValleyRecycling.com.
Large area of high pressure will slide our way. It's going to result in sunshine today. Temperatures, they'll be anywhere from 80 to 85 through the afternoon. It'll be clear tonight, lows near 60. Sun is back with us during the day tomorrow. Highs will be right around 80. Tomorrow night, clear skies, a low of 60 degrees. During the day Wednesday, we'll see sunshine. Highs will be 80 to 85. Partly sunny and warmer is the forecast for Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Okay, say something. What?
Hello?
What do you want me to say?
Oh, is it Chase in there?
It's Chase in there.
Oh.
It's Chase. Actually, his last name is Murphy.
It's Chase in there.
Yeah. Yeah, this is the first guest I've ever...
No, I didn't get fired already, all right, before anybody asked.
It's the first guest I've ever had. He put the headphones on. The volume wasn't right. He reaches across the table to my board to make the adjustment for his headphone
level. Hang on just a second. Let me fix that.
I was going to apologize, but...
That's all right.
Don't worry about that.
So he's here in his other capacity today. And so, in fact, we are going to play Jethro Trivia today.
This is so exciting for
me. Because Kat had come in earlier. She said, who's going to be playing Jethro Trivia today? And quite honestly, I forgot you were going to be here today.
Oh, good.
So, but
you carry weight still, Chase.
Yes, that's
miss
it.
You, miss you, too.
Yeah, thanks, Chance.
Chance Murray.
Yes.
Atmos Energy.
So, anyway,
thank you for using clean burning natural gas.
That's right. The inside joke is that I get this magazine, and I got two free gift subscriptions to give to somebody. And he was one of them. But I didn't put his real name. I put Chance Murray.
Because it's an inside joke that forever I've been called any name except my right name.
Yeah.
You know, Chance, Chad, all this other kind of stuff.
Well, they'd look at the spelling. They go, well, that's wrong.
Yeah, there's no way that's your real name.
That's not right. So anyway.
Interestingly enough, by the way, I got the notification over the weekend that subscription is up. So can I bring that up here and you can renew it for
no,
me?
No, because I already got one last week that said you don't want to disappoint Chance Murray, do you? Chance Murray. I really did that, didn't I? Yeah, well, that's the way it goes. But anyway, we weren't going to play Jethro Trivia, but since Chase is here, we will play Jethro Trivia. And the thing is, now that he's part of the institutional world, he doesn't have to care about the news anymore.
Mm-mm.
It's kind of like when you're on vacation, and all you do is read USA Today, and if it's not in there, it didn't exist. So
that's right, because it has colors.
Yeah, exactly. But this
it's
is pretty. So today's Jethro Trivia is kind of like that, in that we've talked about it here on the radio, I believe, or had it on our news, but you might not know about it. Plus the fact that the other answers are so simple, I think you'll probably get this one right. So don't think yourself too smart, Chase, if you happen to get this right.
I'm just excited because I get to go last. So
yeah, you do. Yeah, as a matter of fact. So here we go. It's time for Jethro Trivia, our oddly informative little news quiz. Simple question about pop culture and recent current events. Sorry, no wagering involved. Today it's Weird Science, the Ig Nobel Awards. The Ig Nobel Awards, and those are the ones that are a spoof of the Nobel Awards.
Okay. I thought it was going to be about that mid-80s movie that was so awesome.
What was that?
Weird Science.
Oh, that, yeah.
What would you little maniacs like to do first?
Is it that? No, Science Experiment was the guy who was taught at A&M.
No, that was Weird Science.
Was it Weird Science?
Yeah, it was Weird Science.
Okay, all right. He taught here for a
while. Not Anthony Michael Hall, the other guy.
The other one, yeah. And that's what he had on his office.
I'm the other guy.
I was the other guy in Weird Science.
Yeah, that's right.
Office hours for the other guy. So this year's ceremonies held at Harvard earlier this month, and the Anatomy Prize went to two scientists from Emory University who discovered something fascinating about chimpanzees. What was it? A, that they never really liked Jane Goodall. B, that chimps fell asleep during Clint Eastwood's GOP convention appearance. C, in random testing.
So did Clint Eastwood, by the way.
That's true. C, in random testing, they got more calls right than the NFL replacement officials. Or D, chimps can recognize each other just by their butts.
We did not discuss this on the news. I just want to put that out
there. Right. A, well, I'm not saying on your news. It could have been on another news show. A, they never really liked Jane Goodall. B, the chimps fell asleep during Clint Eastwood's presentation. C, the random testing they did got more calls right than the NFL replacement officials. Or D, chimps can recognize each other just by their butts. Kevin, you're first.
As it's sporty, I'll go with C.
Oh, very good. C, all right. And Kat?
I'll go with B.
B, the chimps fell asleep during Clint Eastwood's GOP convention.
Yeah.
I think they've cleared the path for you here, Chase.
I'm really surprised that that they went with B and C, but yeah, I'm going to go with butt recognition.
Yeah, that's it. That's butt recognition. That's it. The Emory University.
They have special chimpanzee software for that? Butt recognition software?
I'm not sure. The Franz DeWall and Jennifer Picorni, those are their names. They're primatologists. Primatologists. Make sure you get all those letters in there. From Emory University. Were recognized for discovering that chimpanzees can easily match photos of their group mates' rear ends to the correct facial pictures on a computer screen.
Wow.
Is it like a touch screen? They got a split screen. They got four faces and one butt, and you got to match one with the other.
Well, what I want to know is, like, what is the what's the point? So what? If they can match somebody's face in their bottom, like, what? I mean, who cares?
I don't know.
They're trying to justify their grant.
I've heard Scott can do that from down the hall.
Yeah, humans, meanwhile, can easily identify a person based on facial appearance alone, but whether or not they can recognize their friends from their butts apparently has not been tested yet.
Well,
sounds to me like more grant money on the way.
There's a new study.
Well, yeah. And are we talking clothed or that gets a little frightening.
Yeah, it does. Yes, I don't know. All right, so that's that. Okay, so you're not here to do, well, you were here for Jethro Trivia.
I was,
that's
and,
not
and,
the primary.
And honored to be here for Jethro Trivia.
Kind of neat that it worked out that way.
And thanks for having me back so soon. And no, contrary to popular belief, I didn't get fired.
Okay,
early,
he still has a paying job someplace else.
No, Atmos Energy is where I am now, and it is Natural Gas Week, and that doesn't sound exciting on the surface necessarily to a lot of people, but what it does is it gives us the opportunity to talk about things like efficiency and reliability of natural gas. You have said it on the radio before that Texas is basically the Saudi Arabia of natural gas. And there's a lot of technology out there trying to increase the amount of natural gas uses other than just commercial, industrial, residential. And we think of cooking. We think of things like that. But one of the things that we can really talk about is efficiency. One particular item that just struck me when I started here and really looking at it from an outsider standpoint, because I didn't know much about the industry, I was really blown away in terms of your energy return for electricity is about 30 cents on the dollar. It's 90 cents on the dollar for natural gas.
Yeah.
I mean, the only thing that gets lost is the pressure in the line has to be repressurized. We have compression stations about every 40 to 100 miles in various places, and just repressurizes the line, gets the delivery to your house. 90 cents on the dollar is your return there. And that's one of the reasons, that and the abundance is one of the reasons why, you know, gas prices are very affordable. It's an extremely
so
affordable thing.
So what's in the ground is what we use.
Yes.
I mean, just that way.
Yeah, you can't just go out and harvest electricity. You have to generate electricity. Natural gas is there. It's in the ground right now. Companies go out, they harvest it, if you will. We distribute it. And, one of the other things is if you have a natural gas tankless water heater, that's going to save you. It's about 35% more efficient than just a standard natural gas heater. But if you have just a standard natural gas water heater, that's going to provide about 25% more initial hot water than an electric hot water heater.
Yeah.
So it's if you like the hot water to, or the water heater to heat up faster, that's certainly one of the benefits of that. And also, don't forget, look for the Energy Star label on appliances, things of that nature. That can save you about 15% on energy costs and things like that.
So now there at Atmos, I mean, y'all obviously you don't have an electric stove in the break room.
No.
Okay. No. No. Do you have like a gas-powered blender, though?
I mean, no. It's okay. We partner with other utilities. I mean, because we actually provide them with natural gas, and they obviously provide us with electricity, and it's a nice little symbiotic relationship. It's not a competitive thing per se. It's just we believe that what we offer is not only affordable, but it's very safe and it's very reliable as well. Safety is actually a big priority for us. It's our top priority. Our employees go through literally about 100,000 hours of training per year
to make sure that it's safe. And something else that's that I think is really cool is for folks to go online to our website, atmosenergy.com. There's educational tools for kids, coloring pages, things like that. But then there's also things for customers where you can find out there's an energy profile. There's energy calculators, all different kinds of ways that you can better equip your home and save yourself some money, too.
There you go. And what's that junk called that smells so bad?
It would be the additive to the natural gas.
The odorant, if you will.
The odorant. It is a chemical odorant, and it's called mercaptan.
There you go.
Mercaptan.
So the next time...
Oh, mercaptan, my mercaptan.
Yeah, the next time you go, smells like gas in here, you could say it smells like mercaptan, and people would look at you.
Mercaptan.
Oh, mercaptan.
If you say mercaptan, they'll think you, they'll know you don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know. It depends on what part of Texas you're from. Happens it's always mercaptan.
Okay, so give the... again, we're different than other companies. When people leave here, it's not like they drop off the face of the earth or into some parallel universe. So what is your job there? What do you do?
Manager of public affairs is what it is. I deal with local governments because we are again a provider and we work with the cities for those agreements. Also a lot of community relations. It's very important that we want to remind folks that we live here. Atmos Energy folks live here. The guys, the ladies and gentlemen that work at the Bryan Service Center, they're right here in this community. They shop at the same grocery stores. Their kids go to the same schools, and we want to be a good neighbor. So we community relations and then also media relations as well.
There you go. It's Chase Murphy from Atmos Energy. It's 823.
Stocks appear headed for a higher start this morning. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Wall Street is coming off a strong third quarter, and the futures suggest the market is looking to start the fourth quarter on a positive note. Some encouraging economic data from Europe is helping to boost investor sentiment today. The monthly manufacturing index from the nation's supply managers could have an impact on the market. It comes out shortly after the start of trading. There's always the potential for market reaction when Ben Bernanke speaks and the Fed chairman delivers an address on monetary policy to the Economic Club of Indiana later today. 3M is making an acquisition. The big conglomerate is buying California-based ceramic component maker Ceradyne for more than $800 million. And Hewlett-Packard is rolling out a new tablet computer designed for business use. HP says the ElitePad 900 has features to make employees more productive, and it's easily secured and managed by information technology. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Forward, so does the rest of the economy. CSX trains are the most cost-efficient way to move goods to market. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
As a small business owner, you've probably heard how Constant Contact helps small businesses grow with email marketing. And you may be asking, could it really work for me? Well, consider this. Every dollar small business owners spend on email marketing puts $40 back in their pockets. So it's no surprise that 2 out of 3 of them plan to invest more in email this year. Now you may be asking, how can I get a piece of that action? Simple. Just visit ConstantContact.com to start your free email marketing trial today.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 825, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years, called Charles Culper at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY. The north winds has made it feel pretty nice out there this morning, and we're going to have the same thing going on tomorrow. Look for a high temperature today, probably about 88 degrees. Low temperature tonight will be probably in the 60s, about 60 or so, and then we'll have the same thing for tomorrow. Winds come around out of the east and then out of the south later on this week, and so it won't be quite as cool later on this week. But right now it's very pleasant out there. It's 61 degrees.
The Aggie Report is next.
Last, but last. Texas Mutual Insurance Company salutes the coaching staff. To win, you have to make sure your team is strong at every position. We understand. As a workers' comp provider, our first responsibility is helping businesses protect their employees so they can stay on the job. So, Coach, even though we're glad you're telling your team to focus on training and equipment and technique, we have to wonder, have you been reading our playbook? Come see us at TexasMutual.com.
Texas A&M gets its first SEC win, 58-10, a convincing victory over Arkansas on Saturday at Kyle Field. After the game, head coach Kevin Sumlin.
We just got out of the locker room, and I brought all the seniors up and put them in the middle. And that's really who that win is for, you know, those guys have been through a lot. And we're 0-3 against them, some tough ball games. And really, if you look at the play of our defense, where a lot of our seniors are, some guys made some big-time plays. I'm really, really happy for them to get that monkey off their back.
Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin. The Aggies now getting ready for Ole Miss in Oxford this coming Saturday. 5 o'clock broadcast time, 6 o'clock kick time on the Aggie Radio Network. That's your Aggie Football Report, and I'm Dave South.
'Tis the season to place your business ad in the upcoming holiday issue of Brass's Family Magazine. Learn lots of fun and healthy seasonal recipes, discover the latest in holiday wear for children, and Brass's Family's holiday issue is your guide to hundreds of seasonal events that are fun for the whole family. For information about advertising and the holiday edition of Brass's Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones at 695-9595.
From zebra stripes to hyena spots, mammals come in a dazzling array of color patterns. Now, a group of scientists has uncovered some of the gene mutations behind this variety. Stanford geneticist Christopher Kalin and his colleagues report in the journal Science that a gene called TACPEP is responsible for the stripes seen on domestic tabby cats. But a mutation to this gene converts those stripes into blotchy swirls. The researchers also discovered that a mutation to the same gene turns cheetah spots into stripes and blotches.
A pattern variant called the King Cheetah pattern looks remarkably similar to the blotched tabby pattern that we see in the domestic cat.
He says other mutations to the TACPEP gene may account for the lack of patterning on lions and cougars. He adds that humans also have the gene, but its function in us is unknown. I'm Bob Hershon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Come on down Hillco, come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hillco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hillco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HillcoSupply.com.
Come on down Hillco, come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hillco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HillcoSupply.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 61 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by The Face Place. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Each year, private contractors are hired to trim trees along power lines. David Worley at BTU says a new vendor has been hired to start work this week.
Obviously, we have to cut the foliage back so that we have a couple years before the foliage grows back into any area that can cause us a problem.
Worley says the trucks, which will be identified, will start trimming lines coming out of BTU's Adkins substation at Fountain and Union Streets. By the end of next year, those living around College Station's Carter Creek wastewater treatment plant will deal with less odor. The city council at its last meeting approved $1.5 million of improvements. Water Services Director Dave Coleman says that includes changing the process of removing oil and grease from raw sewage.
And in that process, it's going to dry it a lot better, so that when the stuff is going down into the dump truck, it's going to be a lot drier. We won't have that watery mixture that causes a lot of odor. So this is going to really help in the odor control.
Coleman says the price tag was cut in half from the original estimate to address only essential issues. Two men are accused of an armed robbery yesterday afternoon at a Papa John's Pizza in North Bryan. On our website at WTAW.com, you can read the suspect's description. The suspects ran from the Texas Avenue location towards Highway 21 with an undisclosed amount of money.
and jewelry valued at more than $8,000 was taken from a College Station hotel room on Saturday has been found. Police arrested 18-year-old Jessica Marie Reyes of Bryan after she returned earrings she said she took while cleaning the room at Four Points on Texas Avenue. Reyes is out of jail after posting bond following her arrest on a theft charge. The hotel guest reported the theft after returning to her room Saturday afternoon. The new year in the Bryan School District includes a new technique for reviewing classroom instruction. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says teachers are being videotaped.
This is not an I got you. Most of the principals, what they're reporting to me is they're not even watching the tapes or the instruction with the teachers. It is, we're giving you the tape or the film, and you watch it yourself, and then you critique it yourself and come back to us, is what I would say the majority of our principals are doing at this time.
Wallace says this is not an evaluation tool.
This is not to get anybody or say, look, you hear how you're not doing it. It's more of a eye-opener. It's more of a, hey, look, I can do this better. That's the way we're approaching it in Bryan.
Wallace compares it to videotaping ball games and music performances for review. Entering his third year in the city of Bryan's city manager's office, Keene Register no longer has the word interim in his title. The city council gave Register the position on a permanent basis at its last meeting. Mayor Jason Bienski noted Register being injured in a motocross crash last April.
We actually talked about it. I think Councilmember Art Hughes brought it up several times, you know, that his insurance covers those type accidents, and we keep them off those dirt bikes.
Online at WTAW.com, you can read the 8-page contract. Register will be paid $230,000, a pay raise of more than $100,000 when he left his position at the city's electric utility in September of 2010. A supervisor for the security company hired by College Station Medical Center received facial injuries after being kicked and struck multiple times. The victim told police the injuries followed giving a negative evaluation where he advised the employee to go cool off after becoming agitated. The supervisor said the next thing he knew, he was regaining consciousness on the ground and was bleeding from his mouth and nose. Investigators say 49-year-old Jerry Kennedy of College Station turned himself in and was taken to jail for aggravated assault of a security officer. Kennedy is out of jail after posting bond. And the city of Bryan is reviewing its ground leases at Coulter Field in order to possibly attract private development. Economic Development Director Kevin Russell says they want to encourage aircraft owners who are looking for a place to house their craft in private hangars. As to further expansion,
I think it may be possible, but I do think there's some limitations there. There's subdivisions out there and things like that, and all the aviation easements and things like that. And I'm not sure how much the community would support that. So all that's got to be looked into.
You bet.
But there's a lot of opportunity out there as the airport sits today.
He adds that through a partnership with TxDOT, the city plans to install new runway lights worth $633,000. The city will only have to pay 10% of that price. WTAW News Time is 8:34 at 61 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by The Face Place. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it 24 hours a day online at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
My husband and I, we don't always agree on decorating decisions, but I gotta give him credit. He made a huge improvement upstairs, in the attic. That fresh layer of insulation he put down saved us $240 last year on our heating and cooling. Enough for a dinette set. We're saving just by adding insulation. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
When it comes to taking care of your vision, you want a name you can trust. I'm Chase Murphy, and when it comes to my eyes, the only name I've trusted for more than a decade is Texas Regional Eye Center. That's because Drs. Wuthrich, Perkins, and Riggs understand that your eyes are your window to your world, and they want to make sure your world is as clear as possible. Texas Regional Eye Center offers complete eye care no matter what your needs. If you need glasses, Texas Regional Eye Center can handle the exam plus lenses and frames all in-house. They can take care of you with contact lenses or cataracts. You know, I'm a huge fan of LASIK eye surgery. My world has been crystal clear for a long time because of Texas Regional Eye Center and LASIK. They can do the same thing for you and even offer interest-free financing for up to 24 months. Texas Regional Eye Center is also the only local eye care facility offering everything you need for LASIK. Find out more about how Texas Regional Eye Center can help you. Call 774-0498, 774-0498, or log on to texasregionaleye.com.
Hey, good morning. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. When somebody moves to town, Brazos Bounty is there to welcome them with a packet that includes information or items for your business. Be an early bird. Get there first. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Low pressure over Mississippi will pull cooler, drier weather into the region for today. We'll see lots of sun developing, highs 80 to 85. It'll be clear tonight, lows near 60. Sunny, pleasant tomorrow, highs near 80 degrees. High pressure is still in control of the weather tomorrow night. Clear skies, it'll be around 60. We should be mostly sunny during the day on Wednesday, 80 to 85. By Thursday, it's partly sunny, warmer, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go, it's 837. So two guns, once in the possession of notorious gangsters Bonnie and Clyde when they were killed in a hail of gunfire, sold at a New Hampshire auction yesterday for more than $500,000.
Holy mackerel.
Guns were two of 134 artifacts that sold for a total of $1.1 million at the auction in Nashua. About two-thirds of the auctioned items were from Bonnie and Clyde, but items also came from Al Capone, Pretty Boy Floyd, John Dillinger.
Wow.
Her 38 caliber detective special, $264,000. Same person bought Clyde Barrow's Colt 45 for $240,000. Most of the items came from famous gangsters and outlaws, but some were linked to law enforcement officials. Frank Hamer.
Ooh.
And, yeah, there you go. Navasota guy, right?
Yeah.
He was in Navasota for a little while. Elliot, yes?
Yeah, actually, and he was friends with Mance Lipscomb, the blues songster.
There you go.
Of Navasota fame.
It's Grimes County Day. and also had some stuff from Elliot Ness as well.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
There you go. His pocket watch, Clyde Barrow's pocket watch, sold for
$36,000. Wow.
Man. Okay.
Bullet hole not included?
I don't know if there was a
bullet
hole.
Sorry, was that out loud?
Yeah.
Did I say that out loud?
Okay, so one of the, I don't know, strange in some ways. One of the things that's kind of fascinating is we will go and I like going to old cemeteries because old cemeteries, and the most recent one we went to was probably about 4 months ago, which was the Washington County Cemetery, which is in terrible shape. It's in horrible condition. They're trying to raise money to fix it. It's out on 105 between Navasota and Brenham. And, but, you know, back in the day, there were some pretty interesting crypts and things like that that were mm-hmm. built, but also headstones told a story quite often because this is the historical county cemetery, you know, people who came to Texas not having been born here. And I think there was one guy who fought at the Alamo and you find out interesting things on those headstones. And it's kind of hard as time has gone on. They get weathered, and you can't really see the information there anymore. But or you'll see that, of course, back in the late 1800s, quite often children died at a very early age because of some sort of a
tuberculosis,
something that would come through. So the deal is, though, nowadays that really doesn't happen. You don't see that on the headstones anymore. Comes now Lori Miller. Lori, who along with her husband have started a company in Philadelphia called Digital Legacies. And what they do is you can create a video journal, if you will, some sort of a personalized website about the deceased. And then what you do is you get a QR code. You know what a QR code is? Those funny little squares that have all the mm-hmm. little things that you can't read. And it has an adhesive back on it, and you stick that on the gravestone, and then people can come by with their smartphone, and they can shoot the QR code, and they can see the story of that person.
It's, interesting.
Yeah, it's called Digital Legacies, brand new thing. I don't think it's as neat as going in and looking at old tombstones and headstones and crypts and things like that, but. Anyway, maybe that's where we're going.
By the time that is cool, though, think about how antiquated the technology is.
That's right. But God, remember those things? What did they call those? RQ codes? What were those things? Yeah. Anyway, so we got that going on for us. A former TSA screener has advice for U.S. America travelers. Watch your bags. Phileas Brown.
Sounds like a blues musician.
It does. Just served 3 years for stealing from people's luggage and says such thieving is typical. He says, quote, it's so easy. One day I walked out of there with the video game, the Nintendo Wii. I walked right out of the checkpoint with the Nintendo Wii in my hand, unquote. What's more, he adds, TSA agents brashly steal from bags while travelers go through the screenings. The TSA says it's fired more than 400 officers for thieving since 2003.
You're kidding
me. But according to Mr. Brown, that could be a drop in the ocean because robbery, in his words, very commonplace, very. TSA agents who steal have ways of justifying it, too. He says, it's like they aren't paying me. They're treating me wrong, so I just steal stuff from the passengers.
Wow.
Brown has confessed to taking more than $800,000 in electronics, clothing, and, in fact, cash during his 4 years working at Newark International Airport.
Wow.
Now,
holy cow.
And the other thing you think about is, I mean, if that's the way they feel, that they're being treated wrong, they're not getting paid enough, wouldn't that make them great targets for bribery?
One would think.
I mean, if there are terrorists out there or drug dealers or whatever, you know they've got plenty of money out there to back them up, to buy off agents.
And that's actually really interesting, just because of the beef that I do have with traveling. It also is really interesting to me because I know I've had situations where an item that I cared a lot about, they took it. Like I was traveling with my guitar and they took my guitar string cutter, and I said, well, I said that was expensive, could you keep it and use it for something good? She's like, no, we're just throwing it away. I was like, well, could you just you know what I mean?
Wow.
Or
yeah,
I would pay if they would have like a postal service.
They have companies
where you
that
could
do
get
that.
Your
yeah.
stuff. Well,
yes.
I've never heard of it. There's a whole I've traveled all over the world.
There's a whole TV show about it.
Yeah,
well, it's just frustrating because you're like, well, can I ship this to myself?
I don't know where the kiosks are, but I do know that you can do that. You can take items that you want to keep that would be confiscated, and you can ship them to yourself from that airport.
Well, a quick question. Well, if you don't know it's going to be confiscated until you're in line, how does that help you?
When in doubt. I mean, I don't know.
If it has anything sharp on it at all, it ain't getting on an airplane.
Yep. Sure, shouldn't.
The word cutter is going to be shipped.
Yeah. But, you know, what's interesting is that in Europe, they let you take a disposable lighter with you onto the airplanes. Which is, you know, you can't do that in U.S. America.
Right.
But, yeah, over there, yeah, they'll do that. Because that happened to us. Just in the security guard in front of us let these people go by, and my wife went, he had a lighter. And the security guard's response was, well, yeah, it was just one.
But he was French. Oh, they have to have some.
Yeah, just one? Oh, well, of course, if that's the case. Yeah.
Because all French people smoke.
You know it, absolutely. And, yeah, and they talk funny, too. 844, most of us are born procrastinators.
Yes, sir.
That's why we start saving late in life and hope to make up the difference by hitting the lottery. Am I wrong?
No.
Sure, if I could just win this. You know, obviously, the odds of hitting the Mega Millions, not too good. About 176 million to one. Remarkably, one in three U.S. Americans say this is their best shot at financial security.
Unless you have cancer.
Yeah.
Do you see that story?
No, I didn't.
19-year-old kid with leukemia 4 years ago fought it, won, and just won part of the big Powerball lottery to the tune of, I think you got $200,000 or $300,000.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's great.
It happened Friday.
Wow. Working longer, as it seems we're having to do now, especially hard, physical, demanding jobs, causes us to not be ready. Did you know one in five households...
Not be ready for what?
Not be ready for our retirement. Did you know that one in five households now owe a student loan or more? So saving early and starting early, letting your gains compound for years and years and years, is really the best option. To make the point, a Forbes blogger offered an intriguing math question. If a wagon train averages 10 miles a day for the
first... I hated these in school.
I know. They don't get any easier. If a wagon train averages 10 miles a day for the first half of the Oregon Trail, how fast does it have to travel the second half to average 20 miles a day for the entire journey? Well, your knee-jerk response is going to be 30 miles a day. But, as you might imagine, that's not worth writing down. If the trail's 2,000 miles long, to average that 20 miles a day, you have to travel the entire trail in 100 days. But if you average 10 miles a day, traveling the first 1,000 miles, you would have already used up the entire 100 days. So you would have to travel the second 1,000 instantly to be able to get to that average. That's how they bring up the idea of being able to compound interest. The sooner you start to save money, the magic of compounding is incredible. And you can go, there's this thing called the internet. You can go on there and you could do that and you could see what compound interest does.
I'd rather talk about cats.
Yeah, I understand. For those of us who start late, retirement security is an uphill climb. This is the analysis for you late starters out there. If you are 30 years old, you need to save 21% of your annual income for life. Now, you tell me, can you take 20% of your income out and set it aside? And that's if you're 30, okay? If you're 40, you have to save 43% of your income. There's no way you could do that.
Of course,
no, sir.
No matter how much you save, if our country ends up just going to the dogs and socialism takes over, then they'll just seize all of our
Listen
property
to her.
Anyway.
She's such a such a ray of sunshine this morning. Hello?
Well, yeah, it used to be you could do okay saving a little bit at a time, but my $2,000 CD at 0.25% interest got me $10 last year.
Yes, sir, I hear that. I understand that. Hello.
I agree with the previous caller.
Yeah, that's it. That's the truth. I don't know where you put it right now. I'm not exactly sure.
Under your mattress.
Yeah, something like that. I mean, you're not going to lose much money from doing that.
Nope.
Yep. But again, if you are the age of 40, you have to save 43%. Now, but I love this. If you start at the age of 15, you only have to save 8% of your annual income. Yeah. Okay. Let's sit down with your average 15-year-old.
And what is the average income of a 15-year-old?
What would that be? And then ask them if they could set that aside. So it's frightening.
Part of your 35 cents an hour you make selling, you know, lollipops or
whatever it might be. So nonetheless, that's basically what they're trying to tell us. We're procrastinators. We know that.
We're doomed. We're all doomed.
That's right. Now, how are we going to get out of this? I mean, how are we going to get out of this?
Oh, I'm playing on the Mayan prophecy.
Are you?
Well, yeah, that's it. It just won't matter.
The end of the year. That's right. You're at the end of the year. You won't have to worry about that. And the thing is, they really are. They're talking now more and more about all of the major banks of the world finding a way to just devalue the debt. Okay.
I'm saving up for real estate.
Take the air out of the balloon. I understand. And the thing is, there are areas of the country where that's a great thing to do. But you know, the other day we were talking to the couple of the guys from the Midtown Men, and I was talking to one of them off the air, and I don't know, maybe we talked about it on the air that he was from San Diego, which used to be a great place to own a house. Not so much anymore, especially if you paid in on the high end. You know, if you paid $500,000 for that house and it's only selling for $250,000 now, you're kind of getting stung on that.
Mm-hmm.
We still happen to be in a pretty nice area where it's held on, but there are a lot of people who are definitely biting it when it comes to that.
Oh yeah,
about 10 till. A photographer in New York has taken a picture of himself every day over a 12-year period.
Those are, if you've never seen one of those on YouTube, they're fascinating.
Yeah, every day over a 12-year period. It is. This is a kind of a fun thing, and there's more than one of them out there. The New York Daily News reports that Noah Kalina of Brooklyn has pasted all the images together and created a time-lapse video. The clip shows him morphing basically from a teenager into a 30-something man in just a few moments. Not surprisingly, it's had about 4 million views. Again, his name is Noah Kalina, K-A-L-I-N-A. Can probably find that out there on YouTube right now.
Honey, can you pass the peas?
How many peas are you looking to get?
Never mind. Just pass me the carrots.
What can I do to get you into these peas?
Quit trying to sell me the peas.
Hey, test drive a pea and I'll throw in a pork chop.
If you're a car salesman, we have good news. The economy is on the upturn. Check out AggielandHelpWanted.com. We have hundreds of local jobs, including jobs for car salesmen.
How about undercoating? I can throw in a butter sauce. There's no better time to eat peas than right now.
It's a deal. I'll take the peas.
Post your resume in minutes for free. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make a ton of money flipping houses right here in College Station? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple two-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. Hi, my name is Than Merrill, and I'm the star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the College Station area who want to learn how to consistently make a lot of money per deal in your spare time without using any of your own money. College Station is a perfect market for my system. And next week, I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you can learn how to make a lot of money flipping houses in your spare time.
Interested candidates can get 2 free tickets to the workshop by calling 1-800-378-7138. Seating is extremely limited, so call right now to get your 2 free tickets at 1-800-378-7138. That's 1-800-378-7138.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW is about 8 minutes till. Hello?
Wanted to talk to you off air.
Oh, I can't do that right now. Anyway, so pretty amazing stuff that happened on Fox News on Saturday, on Friday, I guess.
Yeah, that's tough.
It really, really was. And, you know, they're not going to end this way off. And I don't understand, by the way, why they show carjackings and chases on the highways. What I call that is, we got the news because we've got the. It's news because we've got the video.
Yeah,
and that's what happens. But a long car chase through rural Arizona that was aired on Fox News ended when the carjacker committed suicide.
Gosh.
And you know, obviously it was very graphic, and they tried to not have that on. And if you heard Shepard Smith, I was going to see if I had the audio of.
Oh, I can get it for you here in about 2 seconds.
Okay,
if you need it.
To see if we. Yeah, I've got it right here coming up as soon as it loads up. This is Shepard Smith after 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, well, apparently it didn't come up. Okay,
I'm working on it.
If you're working on it.
Give me one second.
It comes now. Oh, it's Mediaite. Oh, we're going to have to do their little commercial. All right, here we go.
Well. Some explaining to do.
This was after the fact.
While we were taking that car chase and showing it to you live, when the guy pulled over and got out of the vehicle, we went on delay. So that's why I didn't talk for about 10 seconds. We created a 5-second delay, as if you were to bleep back your DVR 5 seconds. That's what we did with the picture we were showing you, so that we would see in the studio what was happening 5 seconds before you did, so that if anything went horribly wrong, we'd be able to cut away from it without subjecting you to it. And we really messed up. And we're all very sorry. That didn't belong on TV. We took every precaution we knew how to take to keep that from being on TV. And I personally apologize to you that that happened. Sometimes we see a lot of things that we don't let get to you because it's not time appropriate, it's insensitive, it's just wrong. And that was wrong. And that won't happen again on my watch. And I'm sorry. We'll update you on what happened with that guy and how that went down.
Yeah, that's and again, if you've gathered news, you end up getting video that you don't put on television because there's some very
absolutely
very horrible things that are seen.
He came off on air about it too.
Yeah.
You want the front end of
it?
Yeah,
you got that. Yeah.
Yeah, hang on.
Yeah.
I'm going to advance past. There's a car sitting basically out in the middle of a field,
yeah.
And then.
It's always possible God could be on something. No, get off it.
He's telling his director.
It's after the fact. I mean, the guy's running around. I don't want to describe it anymore here
anyway.
Either, but. He was trying like heck on the air to get him to pull off of it with a 5-second delay.
Well, there you go. Sometimes you want to bring the news, and there's no reason that you should. Johnny Depp knows how to draw a crowd, by golly, in some of the biggest cities on earth, including Lawton, Oklahoma.
Woo-hoo!
Yes,
the
indeed.
The booming metropolis of Lawton.
TMZ.com featured the Pirates guy riding in the back of a Camaro during a parade to honor Comanche Nation Fair that happened last Saturday in Lawton, Oklahoma.
That's because he's doing that there Lone Ranger movie.
Oh, that's probably right, because he's Tonto, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. Who plays the Lone Ranger? Do
See,
we know?
No, I thought his name was actually Chemo.
No, no, it's Kimo Sabe. That's good.
No, but
friend.
He's saying Kimo Sabe. He's saying I know. Kimo knows. Sabe is I know in Spanish. This is a Tom Turner trivia thing.
Yeah, okay.
That my old boss would ask me several times.
Would he?
Every couple of months.
there will be a test later.
He forgot that he'd ask you before. Word of his appearance was a big surprise for the locals. He was made the honorary member of the Comanche tribe last May. So he decided he'd go ahead and show up. And a couple of UFOs have been spotted by Google Earth. The
really?
Huffington Post reports, if you look up Jacksonville, Texas, using Google Street View, you just might spot that pink UFO that is hovering overhead. The spacecraft appears circular with a domed top, like your classic alien ships from the old sci-fi movies. The image also appears to show a thin white line trailing the object.
Yes, it does.
Another similar object spotted on Google Street near Acoma, Pueblo, New Mexico. Also pink in color. Here's what's amazing. Apparently, both are very close to McDonald's. I wouldn't make it up.
And it has to do with what?
I'm not sure. The photo analyst who looked at it, examined the phenomenon, said this is a simple but classic lens flare.
Who has time to sit and look up UFOs on...
Well, again, why? Yeah. In other words, how do you find that on Google Street View?
That's a hell of a long trip for a Big Mac.
Yeah, well, yeah, really. I heard they're really good. Yeah, sure.
Get to Specs this tailgating season and up your game day game with amazing saves all season long. With a world-class selection of beers, spirits, snacks, and party platters, Specs gives you the home field advantage no matter where you are. Victory is in the hand of the beer holder. So stock up on savings at Specs and get your keg on before kickoff with a huge selection of tailgating essentials. Whether you're packing the house or heading to the parking lot, Specs has everything you need for a guaranteed win. From gourmet foods and chef-prepared meals to flatware, accessories, and more. And with Specs' lower prices on the largest selection in Texas, the biggest saves of the day happen before kickoff. Shop like a playmaker at Specs. You're on the way, less to pay for everyday store.
Shop Specs, low price, amazing. Here's to you, shop. Cheers to savings.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. They've been moving some equipment on the access road, and they're doing that again this morning. It's the access road on north side over by University. I think they have to raise the light or move the light tower, you know, as it comes across the intersection to get this big thing, whatever it is, through. So if you're on the access road there, just know that you may get slowed down a little bit. And, you know, it's just one of those things. They did it, I think, last week, as a matter of fact, too. Well, don't forget now, tonight's the Dancing with the Stars All-Star thing. I know we're all going to be watching that.
Yippee!
Yeah, Kajil Marini will be back tonight for the All-Star edition. Didn't know that, did you? Here are the favorites. Emmett Smith is a 2-1 favorite. Okay. Apollo Anton Ono is a 3-1 favorite. On the other end of the spectrum, Melissa Rycroft is a 66-1 choice. It'd be a